Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants manager Yoan Villegas. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies, who transform into the Lowriders de Fresno, and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening, and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. A little bit later, we'll have Dominic Lorenz joining us here in the broadcast booth as your Fresno Grizzlies and San Jose Giants get ready for battle. The single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. The Rockies and Giants meeting up at the big league level. Now they're single-A affiliates getting ready for battle here Sunday evening baseball at Chuck Chancey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 46-42 overall. They are 8-15 in the second half, while the San Jose Giants come in with a record of 54-34. They are 17-6 in the second half, and so far it's been all San Jose in this series. The Giants, a pair of 6-0 wins. That's right, your Grizzlies slash Lowriders de Fresno have been shut out in back-to-back games, but tonight, a whole different story as the Grizzlies look to get back on the right paw as they'll give the ball to their ace in Jack Mahoney. We'll talk about Mahoney in a bit, but let's give you a rundown of how last night's game went down. The Grizzlies gave the ball to Brian Perez. Despite allowing just 2 runs, Perez and the Grizzlies suffered an unfortunate loss. The bullpen really good as well. Brady Hill, a scoreless outing. Stu Flusen, a third. 4 outs recorded. 3 via punch out. But the Grizzlies offense, only 2 hits, 3 walks overall. Felix Tena reaching base safely all 3 times. A single and 2 walks for the Grizzlies outfielder. He'll be back in the lineup tonight. The Grizzlies, though, as we said, suffer the loss. So tonight they will give the ball to their ace and right-hander, Jack Mahoney. A 4-5 record, a 3.36 ERA for the Rockies, number 19 overall prospect, the top prospect on this Grizzlies team. On the other side, the Giants looking for the series sweep. They'll give the ball to right-hander Cale Lansville, who has connections to Colorado, went to Thunder Ridge High School, but now in the Giants system, a 1-3 record, a 3.69 ERA. Lansville, limited numbers as compared to the rest of his pitching compadres. That's because he's been on the injury list for the majority of this season. So Mahoney for Fresno, and for San Jose, they give the ball to Cale Lansville. Great pitching matchup as we get set for Sunday evening baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with San Jose Giants manager Yedwin Villegas, the former Fresno Grizzlies infielder. And, of course, we had to talk about the resurgence of his team, especially here in the second half. And, of course, I had to ask him how his All-Star break was and his return to Chuck Chancey Park, where he called home for a few seasons. Our pregame guest is San Jose Giants manager Yedwin Villegas. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430. ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with San Jose Giants manager Yedwin Villegas. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
No, thank you, man. Thank you for, you know, always being available for us. It's always a pleasure to come here, and then we always feel welcome here. So thank you.
Absolutely. First question I have for you. Talk a little bit about your All-Star break. What did you do during your break?
My family was here. And then we went to Santa Cruz. It was good, you know, to get that mental break. And then rest a little bit and spend some time with the family.
It's always nice to have a couple days off to kind of reset everything, but the San Jose Giants have been really good so far here in the second half. What have you seen from your team so far here in this past couple of weeks?
Oh man, it's been fun. It's been fun. I mean, we're playing as a group. We're playing as a team. Everybody's doing their job. Everybody's working hard and then attacking our plan, sticking with our plan, and then the execution from our pitching side is being unbelievable. And then they're trusting our defense, and then they're not trying to do too much. They're trying to, execute their best pitcher, the pitches, and then, let the defense make the plays for them.
Yeah, let's talk about that. First, start with that pitching staff, especially with that starting rotation. A lot of those guys were in the bullpen, now into starter roles, and they've looked great. Let's start with the guy that we just saw in Esmeralda Vinicio.
Oh, Vinny, man. I mean, Ronsler, he's doing a tremendous job with our pitchers. I mean, they're giving them the best information, the best plan, and they just executing everything. And Vinny's been unbelievable. So I think it's been the best that I've seen from him so far. And then he just competing, attacking. He changed some grip. He's just trusting himself and then just going and then attack and sticking with the plan.
Absolutely, and only 21 years old. But you also have some other guys that have thrown really well as well. Dylan Carmouche has been electric all season long. Talk about the lefty.
Oh man, he's special. That changeup is really really good, and now he's trusting more his breaking ball, his curveball, which is helping him to, get the changer to work better. And his fastball is getting better and location-wise, and that's helping him to, to tunnel the changeup.
Defensively as well, too, it's been really strong for you guys. We've seen some guys make some really good plays defensive where they've been set up, especially in this series, has been a lot of fun to watch. Talk about the work that you're seeing from, the infield, but also being able to see what Kivi's been able to do with that group.
Yeah, Nate's been unbelievable. He's working really hard, on positioning. He's working really hard on all the fundamentals, securing the ball, making the routine plays. I mean, that's all he's asking our players. If we make the routine plays, we're not being a really good spot, and then he's doing a really good job with that, with the group, and giving them the best information that they can get.
Absolutely, and you've seen guys now go up to high A, and guys that have just kind of filled in right away, from Jonah Cox, Bryce Eldridge, Cole Foster. You've seen guys kind of step into some new roles. So what have you seen from the group that you have right now in terms of being able to fill in the guys that have left that void?
Oh, man, the players that have been here for since the beginning of the season, they're doing a really good job to make sure, they make whoever is coming to help feel, as part of the team. That's the most important thing. They're doing a good job they're giving them, the information. We're here to compete, have fun, and then, they all coming from Arizona with a good foundation of their fundamental part, and then, it's the same game. It's the same game. That's all we always tell them. The same game. Just have fun, play hard, and then you're gonna be in a good spot. So I think our team is doing a good job of playing together. I think the American players and Latin players, they all together.
Absolutely.
They all together, pitchers and position players, they all together. I think that's been the key for us. We're as a group, we're together, and we're doing a good job, to make sure everybody knows that, and whoever gets here is, feels as a family.
Absolutely, and there's two guys I want to talk about as well, too. Charlie Zaccone, and I also want to talk about Mr. Cesar Quintas. Those guys have been outstanding over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, man, Charlie's a hard worker. He's a hard worker. He works really hard, hitting wise and defensively also. He has a really good work ethic, and he's paying off right now. everything he's doing with Travis and with Nate is paying off, and you know, like this game is. It's all about adjustments, and he's making the adjustments. He's putting the ball in play. He's hitting the ball harder. He's taking with a beast. He's competing all the time. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's doing well or bad. He is always the same guy, and he always plays hard. I think that's been the key for him. Like, he's treating the game as a professional. And then if you do that, the game is gonna give you the best. You know, like, and then Quintas, he's a really good. I mean, he's a really good player. He's a defensively, he's unbelievable. And then now he's making the adjustments in the box, and he's working hard. He Travis is doing a really good job with him to make sure, you know, he's aggressive. He's staying with his approach, and then he's seeing the results. I mean, he's swinging the bat very well, and they both clutch. They always find a way to bring the runners in, and then I think that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive to see.
Absolutely. And finally, being back at Cherchansky Park, I know it brings back a lot of memories for you. How great is it being back in Fresno?
I love it, man. I love it. I mean, it's you know, like as a player coming here and doing my work, I mean, working hard, and now I'm here helping the players to get better. It's just, I mean, it's I get emotional because, you know, like, I love the game, and then coming here knowing that I played here, and then now being able to coach, to teach, and work hard and learn from the players as well is pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds for you guys. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Cherchansky Park. A big thank you to the former Fresno Grizzlies infielder and current San Jose Giants manager, Yedwin Villegas, for joining us on the pregame show as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready to face Yedwin Villegas' squad, the San Jose Giants, series finale Sunday evening baseball. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with Villegas' squad, the San Jose Giants, who are 54-34 overall. They are 17-6 in the second half. They are the proud single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, and here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 9, Justin Bench. Batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Giancarlos Cio. Batting third, the DH, number 5, Charlie Zaccone. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 13, Cesar Quintos. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 18, Bo Davidson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 7, Jack Payton. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 28, Drew Kavanaugh. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 39, Elion Rayo. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 34, Estunlin Cassiani. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants is the right-hander, Cale Lansville. A 1-3 record, a 3.69 ERA. So once again, for the visiting San Jose Giants, it'll be Bench, Cio, Zaccone, Quintos, Davidson, Payton, Kavanaugh, Rayo, Cassiani, and Lansville on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies, who transform into the Lowriders de Fresno. The Grizzlies are 8-15 in the second half, 46-42 overall. The proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting second, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting third at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting fifth in center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting sixth in right field, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting six in left field, number 28, Fadriel Cruz. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. A 4-5 record, a 3.36 ERA. So once again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup will be Wimmer, Mendez, Andy Perez, Guile, Hobson, Tena, Cruz, McCabe, Hinchman, and Mahoney on the bump. As we get set for first pitch, I want to bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Dominic Lorenz. Glad you could join us. Dominic, we need some runs out of you, buddy. It's been a little bit quiet since you've been in the booth helping me out.
We got to step things up here on a Sunday evening. You know how they say beat the heat? Well, the Fresno Grizzlies, or a.k.a. Lowriders Day Fresno, they need a beat the Giants. Let's just put it out plain and simple. Back-to-back, 6-0 losses. Got to find a way to get some runs. Jack Mahoney on the bump today, looking to bounce back after a tough outing last week in Lake Elsinore. So a lot of things got to go Fresno's way. And let's see if the bounces can go towards the Grizzlies dugout on the first base side.
Great lineups for both parties. The Grizzlies specifically changed up their lineup. The top of the lineup, Wimmer, Mendez, Perez. All three batters at some point this year have had a hit streak, and it really starts at that top of the lineup.
Absolutely, and in the situation of getting 6 hits on Friday, only 2 last night, not having the opportunities to drive runners in, did not have a chance with the runner in scoring position on Friday, went 0-for-1 last night, so got to get on base, do the right things, and run the base paths well to get opportunities, not just for 1-through-3, but for the rest of the lineup, 1-through-9.
Jack Mahoney on the bump. You mentioned him a little bit. Tough outing in Lake Elsinore. We'll talk about it more during the broadcast. But Mahoney, we've seen him really good, especially at this ballpark. A complete game shutout. A 9-inning one, first one in minor league baseball this season. That was a couple weeks ago against the Stockton Ports as the Lowriders Day Fresno taking the field. I know you're excited to watch Mahoney again.
We're looking forward to it. Even though we only got to see him for 2 innings in Lake Elsinore on July the 11th, good to see the 3-time California League Pitcher of the Week on the bump in those white, purple, and gold Lowriders Day Fresno jerseys.
The Lowriders Day Fresno have taken the field, so let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem. Tonight's national anthem as we get set for Sunday evening baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. A great evening for baseball. The crowd is ready. The Lowriders Day Fresno have driven onto the field as the Grizzlies are ready to take on the San Jose Giants. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. A big thank you to 1490 or 1430 ESPN Radio for having us. We're also on 790 ESPN Radio. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studios for taking care of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies look to possibly end their two-game losing streak behind the arm of Jack Mahoney.
And yes, it's been a tough stretch for the Fresno Grizzlies over the last couple of weeks since they lost 5 of 6 to San Jose back at the end of June, losing 4 of 6 last week in Lake Elsinore and the first two of this series. But no time better than the present to get back on the right paw. And Steven and I, we talked about this before the game. Last year on this exact day, the Modesto Nets, who won the second half and ended up winning the California League Championship, were 9 games back of the division on this date in 2023. So it's happened before. Why not have it happen 2 years in a row, and this time for the Fresno Grizzlies?
And it starts with Mahoney and this offense that has a great defense behind him as well. We have Wimmer at short and Perez at third base on the left side of the infield. Luis Mendez, Jason Hinchman on the right side of the infield. Mahoney works with Ben McCabe. The duo have worked together for the majority of this season. And the outfield of Cruz, Hobson, and Tanna, some of the best trio you'll see in the outfield in single-A baseball. The Rockies lost to the Giants earlier, which means it's time for the Grizzlies to have revenge at the single-A level against the San Jose Giants. Justin Bench will lead things off. A very warm Sunday evening as we finish off this 3-game series. The Grizzlies back on the road next week in Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark. If Fresno can find a way tonight, good omen as they've had great success at Banner Island.
We've talked about it before. There's always a minimum of winning 5 of 6 in a series, and why not do it at Banner Island Ballpark? But again, that is the future. This is the present. You got to get one at a time, and we are ready for first pitch here at Chuck Chansey Park.
Jack Mahoney will take on Justin Bench. Justin Bench leading off. Maui Ahuna gets the evening off as here comes tonight's first pitch. Mahoney all the windup, and it is outside at 5:11 p.m., and we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Jack Mahoney, 1 ball, no strikes. We have 105 degrees here at first pitch. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a ground ball back to Mahoney. Look what I found. He will throw it to first, and it's in time. Mahoney, self-preservation, makes the play. It goes 1-3. And Bench is retired.
Not an easy one right there for Mahoney as he has to battle the sunshine here in this ballgame. The last two nights, Friday at 7:05, last night at 6:50, so there was at least some shade on the ballpark. We're not going to be getting shade on Chuck Chansey Park's field for at least about, I would say, an hour. So good heads-up play from Mahoney.
As the first pitch is inside of Giancarlo Cio, count of 1 ball and no strikes. As we said, 105 degrees, clear skies, but we have 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the pitch, that's a called strike, count at 1-1. Watching batting practice a little bit earlier, San Jose, their man on deck, Charlie Zaccone, was hitting moonshots out to right field and the wind helping his cause. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and that is just inside, the count at 2-1.
But just to recap that terrific defensive gem from Mahoney, that has been a positive trend in the right direction for Fresno. All 3 games of the series, terrific defense on the backside for Fresno.
As that is fouled off, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, first in the California League in fielding percentage at .976. The San Jose Giants, they are fourth at .971. The Grizzlies, despite an error, one error specifically in the last 2 games. This is a very sound defense overall. Here comes the 2-2 from Mahoney. He will wind and deal. And it's low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Mahoney finally pitching back at Chuck Chansey Park. And he faces San Jose once again. The number 19 prospect in the Rockies system. As here comes the 3-2. Mahoney ready to go. Deep breath. He will wind and deal. And it's fouled off. Cio stays alive.
So three consecutive outings for Jack Mahoney have been all on the road. Lake Elsinore on the 11th of July, at Modesto July 3rd, at San Jose on the 28th of June. So first time on this bump since that nine-inning magical performance on June 21st.
As the pitch is, again, fouled off by Cio, 3-2. That nine-inning complete game shutout was the first in minor league baseball, which is crazy to say nowadays, as Mahoney went the distance with Ben McCabe, his battering mate, as here comes another 3-2 offering. And it's a high chopper over to first. Henchman fielding his position, throws it to Mahoney, covering in time. So we have 1-3 and now 3-1 for the first two outs, as it brings up the designated hitter in Charlie Zaccone.
Defense is key. We talked about it again in the first battle of the game, now back-to-back, but there's a great communication right there from Henchman, who can play multiple positions. We've seen him out in left, right, and first in this series, so good to kind of give a heads-up play. Mahoney covering the bag and getting the 3-1 put out.
So now Charlie Zaccone, one of the hottest hitters in the California League, as that is a ball outside, count of 1-0. Zaccone batting .338, a .910 OPS. He had a great game yesterday, helping San Jose with their 6-0 win. As there's a fly ball to right, and that is foul, count of 1-1.
Zaccone been on base 5 times in this series, and that's coming off a .600 batting average last week, or at least before the All-Star break, in Visalia. So one of the hottest San Jose hitters at the dish, thankfully with nobody on.
Here comes the 1-1 as Mahoney gets ready again. And it's a ball low, 2-0. Home plate umpire is Theo Arndt. Over on the bases, Larry Pettis. As Fresno wearing those Lowriders Day Fresno unis. Dominic, can you describe those unis for the fans?
The all-white uniform with the purple sleeves and the Lowriders across the chest in purple lettering with that beautiful gold trim. And that same lettering works for the numbers on the backside.
As that pitch is just inside and a little bit low as well. Count now at 3-0. Black cap, purple bill, that Lowriders logo on the cap for Fresno. San Jose back in the road grays. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off, count full, 3-2.
I guess the clubhouse manager for San Jose didn't want to send any other uniforms. Here's your uniform, wear it 3 days in a row, and we'll see you when you get back home on Tuesday.
They're also wearing the black cap, the orange bill, the SJ logo as their logo on that cap. They also have the black numbers and the orange trim. Here comes another 3-2 from Jack Mahoney. Wines and deals. And it's a ground ball just foul down the right field line. Zaccone, all those foul balls towards the right side where he was hitting during batting practice this afternoon.
A very pull-happy hitter in this San Jose lineup. But again, we've seen him the last couple days getting on base. And if it's a hit by a pitcher or a walk, he will sprint down the first baseline. So there's a lot of energy coming from San Jose's designated hitter.
Here comes another 3-2. And it is low, and there goes Zaccone as he will hustle down a first, a 2-out walk. Mahoney is okay with that, though, as no damage done, as it brings up right fielder Cesar Quintas. But speaking of damage, Quintas has done that in this series.
Quintas, a solo blast on Friday, a 2-run home run in last night's game. The 2-run blast yesterday went all the way up about, I would say, a third to halfway up on the far left side of the scoreboard out in left center field.
9 homers this year for Quintas, as here's the pitch. That's high, 1-0. Quintas, a lot of home runs against Fresno specifically this year in the cleanup spot for the Giants. Just underway here at Chancy Park. No score here in the top of the first. Mahoney will come set. Here comes the 1-0, and that is just high. 2-0. Good pitch at the top of the zone. Mahoney just missing as he takes a deep breath. Again, this crew new to the California League, and they haven't seen a lot of pitchers like Jack Mahoney. Here's the 2-0, and it's fouled off. Count it 2-1. Mahoney, great stuff. He also has a repertoire of 5 pitches, mainly that fastball that can reach the mid to upper 90s, a slider, curveball, changeup, and the occasional cutter. Mahoney, 4-5, 3.36 ERA this season. And as we said, the top prospect on this Grizzlies team, number 19 overall. Here's the pitch inside, 3-0. And his strike, Mahoney, has not been able to locate those breaking pitches.
And it seems to me, watching here on the Bally Live app on a little bit of a delayed replay here, is that he's trying to spot his pitches a little too much. Instead of throwing, letting the arm go and seeing where the ball is placed on McCabe's spot, just trying to pinpoint it a little too fine.
As here's a ground ball and a one bouncer past the shortstop. And Wimmer, a base hit to left field. So now with two outs, the Giants putting a runner in scoring position. Quintas should have a single. First and second now with two outs. As it brings up the center fielder in Bo Davidson. And Bo Davidson, usually in the 8 or 9 spot, now he will bat 5th as we have a mound visit between McCabe and Mahoney. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the first. So here comes Bo Davidson, runners at first and second here with two outs. As Mahoney will look back, the runner Zaccone. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. That pitch just disappeared, and Davidson, a big wave and a miss.
Davidson was able to get on base twice last night. Singled and scored in third, was hit by a pitch and left stranded in the fourth. So a 1-for-3 and a hit-by-pitch performance in Saturday night's contest.
Here's the 0-1. That is just outside. Count it 1-1. Good location from Mahoney. Mahoney trying to work through trouble here in the top of the first inning. Two runners on, two outs. Mahoney again looks back the runner. Here comes the 1-1 to Davidson. And a chopper down the left field line, and it goes foul count at 1-2.
And with these new umpires coming in from different levels of the single A development process in minor league baseball, if it's Pettis or Arndt, they both have been very consistent in not calling certain borderline calls. Some umpires waver between right-handed batters and left-handed batters, but either side of the coin, it has been very direct that these borderline pitches are not being called, and we're not changing our stance from the first inning through the end of the game.
As Davidson looked like he broke his bat, so he went to get some new lumber. Count remains at 1-2. Davidson a couple hacks before getting back into the box. So 1-2 as Mahoney looking for a punch out right here. Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes his 1-2. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And it is low. 2-2.
And this is the situation right now for Jack Mahoney. 26 pitches, 13 strikes, so a 50-50 split. But that's what got him in trouble in the second inning in Lake Elsinore last week of throwing too many pitches in a single inning.
Here comes another 2-2. And it's low, 3. And the count is now full. This is a dangerous spot because Mahoney will know that both runners will take off on the pitch. And again, another full count. Mahoney, we saw the trouble last week in Lake Elsinore. We had to work around a lot of deep pitch counts. As here comes the 3-2. Mahoney comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, 4. And the bases are loaded. Another walk from Mahoney. And this is not good for Fresno as Jack Payton will stride to the plate.
So Mahoney in the second inning last week against Lake Elsinore, he faced only 6 batters and still pitched, I believe it was near the 35 pitch mark in a single frame. And in that second inning, he ended up giving, there was 9 batters that stepped to the plate, a complete frame around for Lake Elsinore, and they ended up scoring 4 runs on 5 hits in that lone second inning, where Mahoney then exited the game for Stu Flesland the third. So a different situation, or at least different day, similar situation. No runs have come across here on the top of the first, but San Jose is threatening after a Zaccone walk, a Quintas single, Davidson worked a walk, and now it's between Mahoney and the first baseman for San Jose, Jack Payton, that stands between Fresno keeping this game 0-0, getting to the dugout, and giving the offense a chance. You do not want to have to put them behind the eight ball this early Sunday evening.
Jack Payton, a homer on the first game of this series, the Louisville product. So here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's a called strike as the pitching coach and Jerry Sullivan went to talk to Mahoney, try to calm down Jack Mahoney, the right-hander, trying to get through this inning unscathed. Bases loaded, two outs. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And a ground ball to third, and a great play from Perez, but there's nowhere to go, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead after two outs, four straight base runners reach, and the Giants have the lead.
And that's a tough thing right there for Jack Mahoney for this, as Stephen Rice mentions, all happening with two outs after two terrific defensive plays to begin this game. A line drive right back to Mahoney, and then a 3-1 put out between Hinchman and Mahoney covering the bag at first. So wheels coming off once again, and Mahoney's going to have to find a way to stop the bleeding here, 1-0 with the bases still loaded.
Two singles, two walks, and now Drew Kavanaugh. Here's the pitch from Mahoney. It's a called strike. Count it 0-1. So San Jose scores first again. Fresno's not scored once in this series, but San Jose being able to get ahead. The Grizzlies, when falling behind this year, are 10-24 when opponents score first. As that is fouled off, now 0-2. Kavanaugh had a big hit a couple weeks ago at Excite Ballpark with two strikes against Jace Kaminska. Kavanaugh gave San Jose the lead, and ever since that game, it's really been all San Jose against Fresno, but Fresno has been backpedaling ever since. So now no balls, two strikes, as Mahoney will step off a disengagement. Again, a long first inning. First pitch was at 5-11. 15 minutes later, Mahoney looking to get out of the inning. Here's the 0-2, and it's line foul. Drew Kavanaugh, first time we've seen him in this series. The one of two catchers. When Kavanaugh's been in the game, though, we've seen him work with big league rehab guys for the Giants, which included Alex Cobb. We've also seen Robbie Ray. So no balls, two strikes again. Here's the pitch from Mahoney, and a line drive to left, but it will go foul towards that Giants bullpen. Bases loaded still with two outs, 1-0 San Jose.
Best case scenario, not only is A, stop the bleeding and keep this a 1-0 deficit, but hopefully this long top of the first inning that's gone 20-plus minutes now and 35th pitch coming up for Mahoney is making Cale Lansville sitting in the dugout a little longer.
As here's a little one bouncer, and the only play is at first, and it's made in time. Wimmer wanted to go to second. Mendez wasn't covering. Luckily, though, Wimmer makes the play, and that ends the inning. But a long inning for Mahoney, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as the first pitch is low to Braylon Wimmer. And the count of 1-0 from right-hander Cale Lansville. As that is a ball as well. 2-0. That was up in the zone from Lansville. A 1-3 record of 3.69 ERA. As here's the 2-0 offering and a ground ball to third. This is playable by Ryo on a first in time. It goes 5-3 and Wimmer is retired as here comes second baseman Luis Mendez.
And this is something that the Fresno Grizzlies batters are going to have to focus on, not only in the first, but I would say for the remainder of the game, being patient at the plate and hopefully with the 105 degree temperatures, Cale Lansville sitting for a little bit after a long top of the first from Mahoney, see a lot of pitches and get on base.
As that is outside, 1-0. Luis Mendez off yesterday, played on Friday night. As here comes the pitch, and Mendez, line drive, base hits a left field. Well, there's one hit for Fresno as Mendez has a one-out single. Luis Mendez, after a hit streak ended in Lake Elsinore, looking to start a new one as he lines it to left.
Or just swing at the second pitch and get a base hit. We're good. It's fine. Don't listen to me. It's fine. We'll be fine. It's fine. I promise, Stephen, it's fine.
As here comes third baseman Andy Perez, runner at first with one out. Perez homered last Sunday in Lake Elsinore as he will swing and foul tip it, counting no balls and one strike. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0, San Jose leads Fresno. Andy Perez has 7 home runs, like the number on the back of his jersey. Leads the team in RBI as well. As here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez. And it is a called strike, now 0-2. Good fastball on the outside part of the plate from Cale Lansville. Lansville, 6'1", 205 pounds. Born in Englewood, Colorado. 14th round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Here comes a check on Mendez, and he's back safely with a head first dive. Fresno, a stolen base yesterday from Felix Tena. As Andy Perez now will have to battle. No balls, 2 strikes. Mendez, good lead over there at first. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and foul tipped. Perez just getting a piece of it. Good breaking ball from Lansville.
Having to maybe step up in the box a little bit, that's always a good suggestion that hitting coaches will give to batters. If you're missing the breaking ball, take a little step and a half up in the batter's box, grip the hands a little bit tighter, and you'll be prepared for the breaking ball a little bit faster.
Here comes the 0-2 from Lansville, and it's a line drive foul. Good swing again from Andy Perez. There's a big hole in left center field as the left fielder and Cassiani playing closer to the line.
And even a little bit, if you just get it past the first baseman, Peyton, it could go down towards the Grizzlies' bullpen and ricochet and roll around the pole in 335 and get some extra bases as well.
Andy Perez, we know he's seen the power this year, second year with the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch, and there goes Mendez as that pitch is low. The throw to second is offline and into center field, and Mendez will head to third, and the Grizzlies have a base runner at third with only one out.
And that has not happened in this series thus far, of getting players on the move, stealing bases. And for the first time today, Steve Solis putting on the sign. Mendez goes. He was going to be safe at second, even if that ball, I would say, was caught and prevented from going into center field. But hey, we'll take the extra 90 feet. And just the second time in this series, Fresno has a runner in scoring position.
So a stolen base for Mendez, his 8th of the season, and then a throwing error by catcher Drew Kavanaugh. So now runner at third. Here comes the pitch, and Perez, fly ball out to center field. The center fielder going back, he will make the catch. Mendez is tagging, he is headed home, and we are tied at 1, just like that. Andy Perez does the job of sacrifice fly. Fresno, who's been one of the best teams in minor league baseball with sacrifice flies, has tied this game thanks to Andy Perez. An RBI for Perez, it scores Mendez, and just like that, Fresno's streak of 24 and two-thirds innings has come to an end. As there's a called strike to Nick Guile, count, and no balls in one strike.
And just like that, the monkey is off my back. Two straight games of zeros, we finally get one in the first today, I feel better.
As there's another strike to Guile, count at one, or no balls and two strikes. So Fresno taking advantage of an error as well to score the run. The sacrifice fly. We'll see if it ends up being an unearned run as that is swung on and missed. And Guile is out. But Fresno ties the game up at one. A sacrifice fly from Andy Perez. We head to the second. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do.
Top of the second inning here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. We are tied at one. As Jack Mahoney back on the bump takes on Elion Rayo. As the pitch misses inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Rayo, the last time he faced Fresno, had a walk-off hit. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's fouled off, count of one ball and one strike. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons. This here's a ground ball, and that is fair foul down the left field line. What is it? They're going to say it's a fair ball, and it's going to be a double for Rayo. The umpire said it was foul, so no one went after it, and he pointed fair. I don't know exactly what happened for Larry Pettis. Dominic, can you explain what happened?
This is a situation that happened to me in calling games with Huntington Beach High School in Southern California this year in the playoffs, where umpire puts his hand up calling time, but then immediately moves the right hand or the left hand, depending on what side, and points fair, so it's a miscommunication. Umpire rules, you put your hands up to say, hey, foul ball, no problem, but then pointing in the direction, and it's like an oxymoron. I mean this, but do this. No way Jason Hinchman out in first, Tenna out in right, or even Mahoney can understand what's going on, so they all relax, and even the batter, Rayo, was starting to backpedal towards home and decided, oh, he said fair? I'm going to turn and burn. So for now, it's going as a double. There is no challenge system. And could this be Steve Solis' third ejection of the season? But I think this is rightfully so an argument that Steve has to make and very frustrating.
As the argument goes on, we want to make sure you know that the Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Steve Solis still arguing as it looks like it will be a double for Ryo. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. That's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second.
Wow, just a very weird, awkward play. Again, another break that doesn't go Fresno's way, regardless if it's fair or foul. It's the call from the umpire Pettis that makes the change, as that one is fouled off towards the Grizzlies on deck circle by Estelin Cassiani, the nine-hole hitting left fielder. So for now, it's going to go down as a double, the 10th double for Ryo this season.
Runner at second with no outs. 1-1 our score as Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike. Jack Mahoney has to be frustrated at this point. Things have not gone his way so far.
A couple of borderline pitches, now a double, which could have been potentially a foul ball call, miscommunication. So tough sledding so far in the sunshine here at Chuck Chancey Park, but luckily 1-1 here in the top of the second.
Here comes the pitch. And it's a high fly ball out to center field. Caleb Hobson ranging back, makes the play and the quick throw in. No advancement by Ryo, and Cassiani is out. So it goes F8 as it brings up second baseman Justin Bench.
Good closing speed for Hobson to track that ball well in the sunshine over into his right and left center field. So flip it back to the top of the order for Bench, who grounded out on a sharp one right back to Mahoney for a nifty 1-3 put out to begin this game all the way back at 5:11 p.m.
Jack Mahoney so far, two walks, three hits allowed. The two walks tied for the most for Mahoney this season as that pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. Mahoney is 6'3", 205 pounds, 22 years old, born in Algonquin, Illinois. Third-round draft pick by the Rockies out of South Carolina in 2023. As here comes the 1-0 to Bench, and it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Great slider that disappeared. Mahoney, perfect pitch location towards Bench. Mahoney, fifth appearance against the Giants this year, a 2-1 record, a 4.12 ERA. Looks back the runner. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a fly ball out to right center field. Hobson going back. He will make another catch, and advancing to third on the play is Ryo, but Hobson showing off his defensive ability as they're going to check to see if he left early, and apparently he did. They double off Ryo at second, and that's going to end the inning. And now here comes Yedwin Villegas, who's going to argue with the base umpire and Larry Pettis. So it's going to be a double play. That's going to end the inning. Let's head to the bottom of the second, tied at one.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-1. We have chaos already here at Chuck Chancy Park as Cale Landsville will take on Caleb Hobson here in the bottom of the second inning as Landsville will wind and deal, and that's a called strike count at 0-1.
Caleb Hobson was in the middle of all the mess in the second inning, making two terrific grabs, one in left center, the next in right. That final one ends up leading to a double play as that one hits the corner to make the count even, or quickly 0-2. Hobson caught the ball, threw it to second. Wimmer tagged the bag as of right now, as that one misses outside, 1-2. But the runner in Rio left early. Field umpire Larry Pettis said yes, he did. They double them up, so it's an F8, 8-6 double play as of right now.
As Hobson swings and misses, he's down on strike. Second strikeout for Landsville, first out of the inning, as it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. As the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at 1 here in the bottom of the second in downtown Fresno, California.
So two weird plays in the top of the second, a fair ball that maybe should have been foul. Steve Solis wasn't happy. Then San Jose's manager wasn't happy. It was just not a good inning right there for the umpires in this contest.
Either way, I think both things even out. I think that is the big thing for both teams, as here's a ground ball in between short and third. Ryle, the third baseman's there. He makes the play, goes 5-3. So far, Landsville in both innings has received a ground out to third and a strikeout. Unfortunately, the only thing remaining is a sacrifice fly, and with two outs, I don't think that's going to happen this inning.
We've seen stranger things before. Let's put it out there. I don't know if what we can conjure in this game, but a sacrifice fly with two outs, we're asking for a lot in that sense.
Left fielder Fadrio Cruz at the plate as there is a called strike count at 0-1 from Cale Landsville. Bottom of the second inning. So if you're scoring at home, by the way, in that top of the second inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. As time called from Cruz, counted no balls and one strike. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the second inning here at Chuck Chancy Park. As Cruz will take a pitch low, count of one ball and one strike. Cale Landsville taking on this Grizzlies offense that scoring the first inning, looking to add more runs right here. Here's a pitch to Cruz, and he lines one, a base hit to left field, right on cue, a two-out single for Fadrio Cruz, and Cruz extends his hit streak.
Fadrio Cruz now a three-game hitting streak with a run and a walk, so bumping up the average, 3-for-7 in this little streak. He did have the day off in yesterday's contest, and looking back on Friday, he had one of the six hits for Fresno, so doing plenty of good work against San Jose with some good defensive work out in left field on Friday.
So now Ben McCabe has been the catcher for Mahoney for the majority of this season. Now looking for another hit with two outs as he'll take a pitch outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Cale Landsville, the right-hander, on the bump for San Jose. Landsville went to San Jacinto Junior College in Texas. This is his 14th appearance overall between two teams this season. With San Jose, though, he has made 8 starts already, a 1-3 record, a 3.69 ERA. There's a check on Cruz, and he's back safely. A late call from the base umpire and Larry Pettis. As the count of one ball and one strike to Ben McCabe. Runner at first is Cruz. Cruz has great speed. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. Long pause from Landsville, and Cruz fakes going towards second. And the pitch is outside. Two balls and one strike. Cale Landsville trying to work through this Grizzlies lineup. Fresno, the past couple of games, not a lot of at-bats. There goes Cruz, and it's a ground ball to third. Ryo Busy makes the throw to first in time, and that ends the inning. We're tied at 1. We head to the third. We'll be back here on 1430 ESPN Radio.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 1-1 our score between San Jose and Fresno. And California Fish Grill serving great tasting 100% responsibly sourced seafood. Try their classic battered fish and chips, coastal tacos, and famous dynamite shrimp bowl. Now open in Fresno on Blackstone and West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. I had a chance to try their tacos today. Fantastic. As that pitch is inside, count of 1-0. And we thank California Fish Grill tonight's press box food here in the top of the third inning. As Jack Mahoney on the bump, here comes the pitch, and that is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Dominic Lorenz, this is a very tough San Jose lineup, and Giancarlo Cio, a hard ground ball to the first baseman Hinchman, his last time up.
And this was the part of the order as Mahoney will have a nice one that is swung on and missed from CO, and it's quickly 1-2. But it was batters 3-6 that got to Mahoney in the first inning, where he threw 35 pitches, but he's evened out with helpful calls back in the second inning. Some interesting plays if you're just tuning along with us right now. 1-1 is our score in the top of the third as the offering from Mahoney is lined over into left field, and that one will drop fair. It rolls towards the bullpen in San Jose. It's going to rattle around, and putting his hands up in the air is Fadriel Cruz as the ball gets stuck, and granting that hands up is field umpire Larry Pettis. And it will go down as a double for Giancarlo Cio.
Both times there's been doubles, that ball has gone down the line as Fresno, again, a leadoff double allowed. And now it's Charlie Zaccone who walked and scored his first time. And Mahoney, once again, in some trouble.
Got to find a way to bounce around. And yes, you're going to give up hits and you're going to trust your defense that is sitting behind you. But even with the runner on base, still 3 more outs to go. Find the strike zone. Trust your defense. Get out of the jam.
Now Charlie Zaccone, 2 home runs, 37 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it is low for a ball. 1-0. Zaccone, as we said, he is very intense, and he hits the bat against his leg. That actually looked really painful right there.
Well, for me, being a smaller-than-average person in that sense, in comparison to a minor leaguer, that might break me.
As the pitch is lined down the right field line and foul, and the fundamentals coach, Nate Keevy, had to watch out as well as he did more of a matrix with his head right there. Count of 1-1. A lot of fun Sunday evening baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. Stephen Rice, Dominic Lorenz bringing you the call as Jack Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes his 1-1 offering, and it's low, 2-0. Jack Mahoney trying to get through trouble again. He had the bases loaded back in the first inning, 1 run scored, and then he allowed a double in the second and a double now here in the third to lead off the frame. Here comes the 2-1 to Zaccone, and it swung on and missed. Now Seal, the runner at second, looked like he did not have a great lead and then fell a little bit towards the ground. So if that ball was put in play, I don't know if Seal has a chance of scoring.
But again, here at Chuck Chansey Park, we're in the situation earlier game, 5:05 first pitch, and the sunshine is barreling down on this field and getting a vantage point. Not many players I can see right now on defense or offense using the sunglasses as much.
As the 2-2 is fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout on the first base side, and the count stays the same. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jack Mahoney, as we said, the Rockies' number 19 overall prospect. Went to the University of South Carolina. He spent 3 seasons there, was a two-way player. He actually had an injury as a pitcher, so he actually was a batter primarily for 1 season. Here's a line drive, base hit to center field. Hobson picks it up. Here's the throw in. It is cut off by Hinchman. Runners out the corners here with no outs. So Zaccone has reached base twice so far, continues his hot series, and for Mahoney, he's allowed 5 hits in this game.
And this is a tough spot once again for Jack Mahoney as back-to-back hits to lead off the third inning. Nobody out, runners on the corners in a tied ball game 1-1 between San Jose and Fresno. And this is not a squad you want to give any extra help to that has won so many games against Fresno. After Fresno started the year 5-0 against San Jose, the tides have turned here in the second half.
Mahoney now faces Cesar Quintas. The pitch is inside. Did it hit him? No. And the count at 1-0. San Jose leads the season series 14-9. And as Dominic mentioned, Fresno won the first 5 games. Therefore, San Jose 14-4 since. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike in the count at 1-1. That pitch a little bit outside, but awarded by the home plate umpire and Theo Arndt. 1 ball and 1 strike.
The most hits allowed for Mahoney this year was 8. It's happened on 2 occasions, once here against Visalia, and the last time was June 7th at John Thurman Field in Modesto.
As that pitch is in the dirt, 2 balls and 1 strike. Great job from Ben McCabe to block that ball. Now, with runners at the corners and no outs, Fresno, they're playing double play depth. First baseman Jason Hinchman holding on the runner. The third baseman Andy Perez is playing back. More double play depth for the middle infield as well. As here's a line drive to left. Cruz is there. He makes the play, but there's no chance to get the runner. And it is now 2-1 San Jose on the sacrifice line out to left field. So Quintas, another RBI, now 5 in the last 2 games. And San Jose regains control. It's 2-1.
So both teams exchanging sacrifice flies. For Fresno, it was in the first inning via Andy Perez. Now Cesar Quintas continues his red-hot hitting against the Grizzlies that has been continuing not just in this series, but all season long.
Bo Davidson, who walked his last time at the plate now, runner at first with 1 out. As that's outside, 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mahoney already up to 59 pitches. Mahoney had 35 in the first inning. And again, trying to work out of trouble. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mahoney, big breath right now, trying to figure things out. A 4-5 record for Mahoney. This is his 16th start this season. Most on the club. Here comes the 2-0 to Davidson. And it's outside. 3 balls and 0 strikes. And Mahoney has not been able to find the strike zone for the majority of tonight's game.
And this is, again, a spot, I hate to reiterate it, but a pivotal moment in this game where you're now trailing 2-1 in the top of the third. Luckily, only a runner at first, but got to find a way to get a ball on the ground for the double play.
As there's a called strike, count at 3 balls and 1 strike. Fresno has turned a double play in each of the first 2 games in this series. Fresno, a very good defense, especially that middle infield of Wimmer and Mendez. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. That ball was perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate. Jack Mahoney now a big strike away from picking up his first strikeout tonight. He also is a pitch away from walking Davidson again. Here comes the 3-2. And it swung on and missed. There's Mahoney's first strikeout as Davidson will head back to the dugout. Great pitch from Mahoney for the second out of the inning, and it brings up Jack Payton.
And that is a huge shot of adrenaline right there for Jack Mahoney. Unable to get a K so far in this game until the second out of the third inning. But find a way to shift the pendulum into your direction. Find a way to get out of this jam and get the offense back to work that has scored a run here on a Sunday evening.
Here's the pitch, and Payton swing and a miss. The helmet falling off of Payton. Count at 0-1. Payton, the RBI single, it was a ground ball towards third. Andy Perez made the play, but there was nowhere to go with the ball, and that was back in the first inning. Here comes the 0-1. Is Mahoney ready to go? The pitch outside, one ball and one strike.
And that was very reminiscent to last night's game where four of the six runs for San Jose were on weird. One was a bases or a hit by a pitch. Another was on a fielder's choice. Another on a squib hit off the end of the bat in the infield. Just plays that just didn't go Fresno's way last night. Kind of like the last at bat for Payton.
That ball will get away from McCabe. He can't find it. Now heading to third is Zaccone, and he will get two bases from the wild pitch. Again, it cannot go Fresno's way. McCabe had no idea where that ball went, and no one was directing him. He stood at home plate for about 3 seconds or so before he finally went back to grab the ball.
And that's where the communication comes from, that battery mate, Mahoney and McCabe. Mahoney, I don't know if he was trying to. We'd have to look at the replay here. But the coaching staff trying to figure out where that ball was. And I think McCabe thought he had knocked it down, but it rolled softly all the way back.
As here's a ground ball to short. Wimmer, it's going to be a deep throw. And it is in time thanks to the stretch of Jason Hinchman. And Mahoney is out of the jam by only allowing one run. It's 2-1 San Jose. Let's head the bottom of the third right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 2-1 Giants lead the Grizzlies as the ball got away from a couple fans out in right field. So we'll have a quick little delay as Jason Hinchman takes on Cale Lansville. A lot of craziness so far, Dominic Lorenz, here at Chuck Chancey Park. As here comes the pitch and a fly ball to right field, very similar to where that last ball was. And it is going to be caught on the run by the right fielder and Quintos towards the bullpen. And Hinchman is out.
The Fresno Grizzlies bullpen was scattering like seagulls at the beach. They saw that ball incoming and they said, run, 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 instead of mine, mine, mine. And
Unfortunately for Fresno, it's Quintas who's finding a way to be able to make that grab near the wall in foul territory as Wimmer steps to the plate.
As he'll take a called strike, count it 0-1. Wimmer, a ground out his first time as the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As here comes the 0-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And it is a line drive foul and right towards the Kodiak Club and a fan almost making the play. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. Or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Again, premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes another 0-2 to Wimmer. And it's high, one ball and two strikes. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As the pitch is in the dirt, two balls and two strikes to Braylon Wimmer, the leadoff hitter for Fresno tonight.
And this is where the Lowriders Day friends know need to get their engines fired. Wimmer, who's been a red-hot hitter in this order all season, as he takes that one down and away. Count runs full. 3-2, has yet to record a hit in this series, but he does have a season-best 14-game hitting streak that went from June 15th to July 1st, where he was batting .433 in that span.
As the pitch is inside, almost hits Wimmer. Ball four, and after two strikes, he works four balls in a row, and he is on with a walk. First walk issued by Lansville. Runner at first with one out for Luis Mendez. A single, stolen base, reached third after an error by the catcher, and then scored on the sacrifice fly by Andy Perez. Luis Mendez has been a really bright spot in this Fresno offense, as that's inside. Count at 1-0. And we also see Manzano, number 31, in the bullpen for the Giants. We've seen the right-hander a few times over the past couple of seasons. As here's the pitch to Mendez, and he chops one up the middle. This is possibly a double play, and it's going to be a fielder's choice instead. A ground ball to Bench, who tags Wimmer. Wimmer and Bench almost collided when Bench tried to get the ball. Wimmer was on his way to second. The throw to first, not in time.
And it almost looked like Wimmer, who was only three-quarters to the second base bag, tried sliding early to evade the tag by the second baseman Bench. Unable to do so, but at least you're exchanging the runner, even though it's for the out.
So now two outs, runner at first is Mendez and Andy Perez at the plate. There goes Mendez, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Perez going after that pitch as Mendez was going to be safe after again going on the play.
Steve Solis has been very content with sending Mendez on the run both times he's reached base today. Again, the single and score in the first, reaching on a fielder's choice here in the third and trying to get something going here for Fresno as they trail 2-1 in the bottom of the third.
Mendez leads from first. Here's the pitch to Perez and a little chopper, and it's going to be snagged by the second baseman and thrown away. Mendez will head to third. Perez stops at first. The second baseman and Bench made an outstanding play initially and then threw the ball away.
I think either way, without that throw, Andy Perez was going to be safe at first. I would label that as an infield base hit with a throwing error that advances Mendez to third. We'll see what the official ruling is on the play. Either way, runners at the corners for Nick Guile, and now this is a huge pendulum swinging moment for the Fresno Grizzlies. You get a big hit here, you tie the game or take the lead. That's what you want to do in this case scenario.
It's going to be a hit and an error, so a single and then a throwing error allowing Mendez to advance. Now Guile fouls it off, count it 0-1. So Fresno has three hits. They scored one run, which was unearned, and there's now been two Giants errors. So runners at the corners here with two outs, as Lansville faces Nick Guile, who struck out his first time. Here comes the 0-1, and Guile checks his swing. He did go around, and the count now at 0-2. Good pitch from Lansville as he's looking for another punch out of Nick Guile. Mendez, the runner at third. Andy Perez, the runner at first. So Perez awarded a single, continues to hit the ball well after the RBI sacrifice fly. The pitch to Guile swung on and missed, the ball in the dirt. The throw down is going to be in time, and that will end the inning. Fresno leaves a runner in scoring position. We head to the fourth, 2-1, San Jose.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 2-1, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Drew Kavanaugh takes on Jack Mahoney. As there's a first pitch strike count at 0-1. That was a great location from Mahoney as he gets ahead against Kavanaugh, who's 0-1 tonight. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. 0-2, and quickly two great pitches from Jack Mahoney, and he looks sharp so far to start this fourth inning.
Got to find a way to bounce back after yielding a run in the first and the third. Grizzlies trailing 2-1. A lot of pitches thrown here from Mahoney, looking to have an exceptionally quick inning.
As that's inside, 1-2. Kavanaugh is tonight's Dutch Bros strikeout batter. We've barely seen Kavanaugh in this series, but a very good defensive catcher. The bat has had some pivotal points against Fresno this year. As that's a ground ball to first, and Hinchman on the backhand over to Mahoney again in time. And it goes 3-1, and again, that duo really nice over there.
You have to have that communication in the infield as the pitcher. Doesn't matter if it's at first, second, third, or even at home with your battery mate behind the plate. And so far, Hinchman and Mahoney have that secret combination that's working so far. Twice today, we've seen a 3-1 putout. First time in the first, now here in the fourth.
As Mahoney will wind and deal, that is swung on and missed by Elion Ryo. Count at no balls and a strike. And Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com. And here's a base hit into left field for Ryo. He's now 2-for-2. After a double to lead off the second, now a single. 6 hits allowed by Mahoney, and it's Esalen Cassiani. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. They're your one-stop shop, and we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Cassiani now to the plate, runner at first here with one out. Mahoney Comes set, the pitch, and it's up the middle, a base hit in the center field as Ryo will stop at second, and now back-to-back base hits, and to the top of the lineup go the Giants, and once again, they're putting runners in scoring position.
And for Mahoney, it's happened at different parts of an inning throughout this game. He got the first two outs before base runners started to accumulate in the first part. Then a leadoff double in the second, but was able to get out of it. Then in the third inning, it was with nobody out, back-to-back batters reach. Now here in the fourth, it's with one out, back-to-back batters reaching with a single as Ben McCabe goes out and has another conversation with Jack Mahoney here in this game. Top of the fourth inning, 2-1 San Jose. Two runs, seven hits, two errors for the Giants. One run, three hits, no errors for the Grizzlies.
And if Mahoney can get out of this frame without any damage again, it's going to be a lopsided hits versus runs number. But Jack Mahoney is the type of pitcher that can get a big double play right here and trust his defense. My prediction, I'm going to call right here, Justin Bench. It's going to be a 5-3 Andy Perez double play. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes.
That theory works a little bit with Mahoney jamming the right-hander in the zone here to begin the at-bat, but either way, you got to get the final two outs without giving the Giants any runs to deal with.
Here comes the 1-0 from Mahoney, and it is just low. Two balls and no strikes. 2-1 San Jose here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us for the series finale between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Fresno and San Jose have been so close over the years in terms of head-to-head matchups. As here comes the 2-0, and it swung on and fouled off. Count it 2-1. The Grizzlies, in between the regular season and the postseason against the Giants, are 58-57. In the regular season, 56-54 since 2021, almost as even as you can get versus another team. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Mahoney, looks back the runners and the pitch, and it is inside, three balls and a strike. And Mahoney, it looks like he was wearing sleeves, and I think he changed because now it looks like he's wearing three-quarter sleeves than the full sleeves I think he had on earlier.
Jack Mahoney had the full long sleeve purple on underneath the white and purple Lowriders jersey, so cooling off a little bit with the three-quarter look.
As that is a foul ball, I believe. The count at three balls and two strikes. As Justin Bench at the plate for San Jose, the leadoff hitter. He's 0-2 as part of that weird double play back in the second inning on the fly ball to Caleb Hobson. Ryo, the runner at second, was a part of that as well. So three balls, two strikes. Mahoney comes set. Here comes his 3-2. And it's a ground ball to third, and it will go foul down the left field line. And Perez, his momentum carrying him all the way into the Giants dugout on the third base side, and that was almost trouble for Fresno.
Yet at the same time, Steven, you almost got your wish of a 5-3 inning double play. So Steven may know something forward thinking into the future. If he does, maybe he's got some sorcery on his side. But we'll see how it goes on for Fresno as Mahoney gets set with the batter Bench.
Here comes the 3-2 once again. And it swung on and missed. And Mahoney has a big strikeout. Looked like he went down in the zone with that fastball at 92 miles per hour. And that is the second strikeout for Mahoney. And it brings up Giancarlo Cio 1-2, a ground rule double and a run. Runner still at first and second. And Mahoney once again can work out of trouble.
And Mahoney trying to repeat what happened in third, but this time throw up a zero as two batters reach. He got the second out via the strikeout. Same thing, two batters reach, got the second out via the K as that one misses down and away to Cio, and it's 1-0. So looking to drop the hammer and get that final out and back to the dugout.
Mahoney now up to 84 pitches right here as he will look back the runner at second in Ryo. Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. And the count now at two balls and no strikes. As Ben McCabe will get a new baseball for his right-hander Mahoney. Again, you talked about it earlier, Dominic, where the shade is finally coming onto the field. And right now, it is about a quarter of the way up from the batter's box, and the majority of the diamond's still in the sun, but now that shade could be a factor right here. As here's the 2-0, and that's a breaking ball that apparently misses low. Three balls and no strikes. It did miss low from Mahone as he falls behind here to the batter in CO. Here comes the 3-0 from Mahone as he looks back the runner again in Ryo. The 3-0 on its way, and it's low, ball four, and the most walks by Mahone in a game this season, and that will load the bases. Ryo to third, Cassiani to second, and now Cio to first, and the most dangerous hitter in this lineup in Charlie Zaccone, because he's reached base twice so far.
And right now, with Fresno having nobody warming up in the bullpen right now, as we see catcher Darius Perry take up a slight jog out there to start warming up, a reliever for the Grizzlies, as this could be the final batter for Mahone. 86 pitches, 50 strikes, bases loaded, two outs. It can't get any more pivotal than this with a red-hot Zaccone at the dish.
Here's the pitch from Mahone, and it's a ground ball foul. Great first pitch from Mahone as that ball was inside, and Zaccone swung out of his shoes, and the helmet also partially falling off. As it is a lefty down in the bullpen for Fresno. I believe that's Cannon Handy down in the pen. We'll see who it is exactly. As here comes the 0-1. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike. Now 0-2 to Zaccone.
And this is the battle that's got to ensue right now for the Grizzlies as Mahone inching towards 90 pitches on the evening, probably his last inning, if not last batter of work, but wants to end on a high note, preserve this 2-1 deficit, strand the three San Jose batters, get to the dugout, and bring up Hobson, Tennant, and Cruz in the bottom half of the fourth.
Here comes the 0-2 from Mahone, and it is just inside. Oh, that was close. Count at 1-2. Dominic, that was inches away from Mahone heading back towards the first base dugout.
I know video technologies guru and specialist Ryan Zuanich, if he was up here with us, we'd have a little bit better angle of where that was on the TrackMan data system, but it was pretty close to say the least.
As here's a fly ball to deep center field. Hobson's going back. He's at the warning track and makes the play to end the inning. Mahone, a sigh of relief as the Giants once again leave the bases loaded. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 San Jose.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. It is 2-1. The Giants lead the Grizzlies as Caleb Hobson will lead things off against the new Giants pitcher. It is right-hander number 31, Michael Manzano, out of the pen. as that is inside. Count at 1-0. Manzano has faced Fresno a few times over the past couple of seasons. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball that'll be lifted towards the right side, and it will go foul. Count now at 1-1. Manzano, 21 years old. Dominic, you have a little bit more on the righty.
As this offering right there to Hobson is going to miss down and away, 2-1. 3-1 record, a 3.59 ERA, 13 games out of the pen, 6 in a starter's role this year overall with one save, as that one is appealed down to first. Saying no is Pettis. But that is all the numbers split between the ACL and the California League. 4 appearances as that one is lined in a left field for a base hit. Caleb Hobson, great to see him put a ball in play and deposit it into left field, a leadoff single, and that'll bring up Feliz Tena. And overall, 14 innings on the bump for San Jose, no record in a 5.14 ERA.
Manzano, we saw him last year as well. He is mixed between a starter and a reliever for the Giants. Again, only 21 years old. As Manzano will take on Tena, and he will take a called strike. Count it 0-1. Manzano, 6 feet, 140 pounds, from Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Here comes the 0-1 and a check on Hobson. He's back safely. Hobson hitting 5th in tonight's game, and Hobson, great speed, leads the club with 26 stolen bases. 9 shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 single-season stolen bases. As here comes the 0-1 and a ground ball. This could be 2. It's going to go 6, 4, 3, and not in time. It will be a fielder's choice as Tena will reach. CO over to bench on the fielder's choice. So now runner at first is Tena, and it's Fidro Cruz, who is 1-for-1.
And for Manzano, the one time he did face Fresno this year, 5 innings out of the pen, giving up 3 runs on 8 hits back on June 27th at Excite Ballpark.
As here comes the pitch, and it's low, 1-0. Manco Abbott, Le Provence apartment homes of the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is here's a line drive to right field, and that is going to be dropped as Quintos going to hang on, and it's going to be a base hit for Fidro Cruz, who's now 2-for-2. As Tena, he will head to second, and Tena initially didn't realize if the ball was caught or not.
And that was a situation like what happened on Friday to Caleb Hobson when he dove for a ball out in left center field. He made the catch initially, but when diving to the ground popped that ball out of his glove. Quintos making a nice diving play, but as he was going to the ground, pops in and out of the glove. Everybody safe. First and second, one out. Ben McCabe, and this is the time Fresno needs to get that clutch base hit.
As Manzano looks in, so Cruz now 2-for-2 in this game. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Again, located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Counted no balls, 2 strikes to Ben McCabe. As here comes the pitch from Manzano, and it's high for a ball, 1-2.
Ben McCabe, just 1 home run and 8 RBI in his season in 2024, but has an opportunity with some ducks on a pond. First and second, one out in a 2-1 Fresno deficit.
Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. 2-2. Great job for McCabe to lay off that pitch.
And as a catcher, he has been behind that plate all day long. He knows the strike zone very well from 3-0 Art, who's the home plate umpire in tonight's game. So trying to pick your spot, find the right pitch, and deposit it somewhere and bring some runners home.
Here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and foul tipped into the glove, and a big strikeout for Manzano. That is the second out of the inning, and here comes Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1.
Hinchman on the defensive side of things has worked well with starter Jack Mahoney today with a couple 3-1 putouts, and here's an opportunity to make defense turn into offense. Again, runners in scoring position, first and second, got to get them in and put the exclamation point on this inning.
As Hinchman will take a called strike, count it 0-1. Hinchman a fly out to right. Quintas made a play near the Grizzlies' bullpen. Quintas out there in right field was pretending he was pitching. He went through the motions out there in right. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman on the 0-1, and it is outside in the count of 1-1. Menzano working that away. As we said, from Venezuela, born November 30th, 2002. Here comes the 1-1, and that is low. 2-2, and Hinchman just spitting on that breaking ball.
He's got to find a way, either way. As he steps back into the box, about halfway in the right-handed batter's box, he lays the hand just a little bit low, keeps the back tilted back, and now he's going to get on up, put it to the back right shoulder.
As here comes the 2-1, and it is low. 3-2, as Hinchman, he has a count in his favor as he looks to deposit one to the outfield. Runners at first and second here with two outs. Menzano looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's fouled off by Hinchman, and the count now full. 3-2. Menzano, Michael Menzano, M-A-N-Z-A-N-O. The Fresno Grizzlies will face a Menzano on Tuesday in Stockton. Here comes a payoff pitch to Jason Hinchman, and it is called strike three, and that will end the inning, and Fresno strikes out back-to-back times with runners in scoring position. We head to the fifth, 2-1, San Jose.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 2-1, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Sam Weatherly will take over for Jack Mahoney on the bump. Lefty-righty matchup, Cesar Quintas at the plate. As the pitch is line foul, counted 0-2. So that ends the night for Jack Mahoney. 4 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 3 walks, and only 2 strikeouts for Mahoney. Was that swung on a miscount at 0-2. And Dominic Lorenz, you have a little bit on Sam Weatherly.
Weatherly, the southpaw into this ballgame now, is we're still trailing San Jose 2-1 as that one is fouled off by Quintas. As Sam Weatherly so far this year, 25 appearances out of the bullpen, a 3-1 record, a 2.83 ERA, one hold, six saves and eight opportunities to go along with 42 strikeouts here in 2024.
As the pitch is fouled off by Quintos again, count remains at no balls and two strikes. Weatherly, 6'4", 205 pounds, 25 years old, born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, went to Clemson. Third-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2020. Here's a fly ball lifted to right field. A long run, and it will go foul. As the right fielder Tena was given a chase, a long foul ball, and the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Quintos grabbing his bat from the bat boys. He will head back towards the dugout. Sam Weatherly has been one of the best options in the bullpen for Steve Solis's squad this season. The lefty, last time out, he actually had a tough appearance against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Despite allowing the tying run against the Storm, you can see the stuff as that pitch misses inside. Count at one ball and two strikes, a blown save for him.
And Weatherly this season, out of his 25 appearances, he is one of four pitchers on this Fresno Grizzlies bullpen that had been utilized 25 or more times, as that one is in the dirt. And the count will now draw even at two apiece. But Weatherly 25 times, Hoffman 28, Hill 27, and Hammer 29. So four guys 25 plus times out of the pen.
As it is outside, the count now full three balls and two strikes. And Weatherly, after getting ahead of Quintos has worked the count full. Weatherly winds and deals, and that is called strike three. Went to the breaking ball for his first punch out of the evening. As Quintos caught looking, there was five straight strikes, which included four foul balls, then ball, and then he gets Quintos catching for the out.
That's what we like to call a down by way of the K. This time around, it's Cesar Quintos, his first strikeout of the night. Three for Grizzlies pitching here today, as the first offering is going to be down and away to Bo Davidson, the lefty, and it's 1-0.
Davidson, a walk and a strikeout in the contest, both on 3-2 counts. As Weatherly working out of the windup, here comes the pitch, and it is a ball, and the count of two balls and no strikes. One thing that makes Sam Weatherly so dangerous out of the Grizzlies' bullpen is he has starter stuff, but in a bullpen mindset now. As here comes the pitch, that's a strike. Count at 2-1. Now, Weatherly was a starter for Fresno a few years ago, but after some injuries, now working out of the bullpen. But when you can show what you have on the bump in just 1-2 innings, you have a lot of success, and Weatherly, who has tons of stuff, is able to show that.
And that's an organization like the Colorado Rockies that are willing to work, develop, and preserve what Weatherly has to offer. And just because the starter capacity maybe isn't in his mindset anymore, still have the opportunity to be dominant on the bump, as that one is fouled back off the catcher and rolls to the batter's circle on the Giants' third base side. Count three balls, two strikes, one out, and a 2-1 deficit as San Jose leads here as they're attempting to sweep Fresno, but the Grizzlies trying to prevent that from happening before a day off tomorrow and six-game series beginning at Banner Island Ballpark Tuesday.
As that's low ball for another 3-2 count to Davidson, his second walk that's been issued to him, fourth by Fresno staff, and now it's Jack Payton 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Here's a pitch from Weatherly, and a line drive out to left field. Cruz coming in will make the play. He maybe moved two or three steps, and that is the second out as it brings up Drew Kavanaugh. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. As that pitch is low, count of one ball and no strikes.
And this is where Sam Weatherly needs to lock down two outs. We've seen it throughout the day from Jack Mahoney where there were some two-out troubles of allowing walks, base hits, a couple runs. But right now, Weatherly looking to lock this one down against Kavanaugh as the 1-0 is clipping the outside corner to the lefty, and it's now 1-1.
Weatherly, two outs, runner at first. Kavanaugh, a couple ground outs, but Sam Weatherly looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the pitch, and a check swing just low.
And all day long, if it's now Weatherly but before Mahoney, base runners aplenty for San Jose throughout the first four-plus innings. They had one run, two hits in the first, no runs, one hit in the second, a run and two hits in the third, no runs, two hits in the fourth, and now a walk here in the fifth.
The pitch, it is called strike two. Good offering from Weatherly in a count of two balls and two strikes. That was perfectly placed by Weatherly. Now runner at first with two outs. Weatherly trying for his second strikeout of the game. Here comes the pitch to Kavanaugh, and it's called strike three, and the Dutch Bros strikeout batter is out. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Grizzlies trail by one. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning. San Jose leads Fresno 2-1 here at Chuck Chansey Park, as Braylon Wimmer will foul off the first pitch from the right-hander and Manzano, who's back out for a second inning of work. Bottom of the fifth inning, Fresno will have 1-2-3 in their lineup, as here is a foul ball just below us. Count now at no balls and two strikes. Braylon Wimmer, a walk back in the third inning, but he was and out at second later in the frame, as that's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes.
Braylon Wimmer so far needs to get on base. He started a good rally in the third inning with a leadoff walk, but then was erased on a fielder's choice as he fouls that one off into the glove of Kavanaugh, and he will be down swinging out number one here in the fifth.
And now brings up second baseman Luis Mendez with one out. Mendez, a single and a fielder's choice. He scored the lone run for Fresno. As here comes the pitch to Mendez, and a chopper towards second. Picked up by Bench over to first in time. It goes 4-3. Two outs now for third baseman Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-1, a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. And heads up, Grizzlies fans, Chuck Chansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy. It's in effect as of June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, as that is going to be a foul tip. And the count at 0-1, Perez talking with home plate umpire and Theo Arndt. but an increased speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. Here's the pitch inside, count at 1-1. For more information, please visit FreslerGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As that first pitch was a foul tip and Dominic Lorenz looked a little bit weird.
Perez was showing bunt, looked to pull back and had the bat across his chest, but somehow it clipped it just enough as it chopped on over to short, picking it up as Cio. Across the diamond it goes, and that is a very fast 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies.
We head to the sixth inning, 2-1, San Jose. We'll be back here on 1430 ESPN Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free.
Top of the sixth inning here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park, and it's 2-1 San Jose leading Fresno as Elian Rayo, who's 2-for-2, will lead things off against Sam Weatherly. As the first pitch from Weatherly swung on and missed in the count at 0-1.
Weatherly in his first inning of work in the fifth inning was the lone Grizzlies pitcher today to not allow a hit to San Jose after Mahoney gave up 7 over 4 innings. As that one misses away and it's 1-1, but good for Weatherly to get out of a jam, keep this game 2-1, and still give this offense, who's been really struggling not only in this series but of recent weeks, a chance.
As that pitch just misses, 2 balls. And a strike as Weatherly a little bit confused about where that ball missed as he wipes off his mouth with his arm and the count at 2 balls and a strike. Sam Weatherly winds and deals, and that is a called strike. Similar spot as the one before, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fresno, they will have just 12 outs to play with tonight as they look to avoid a series sweep. Would be their second 3-game series sweep this year. They've also swept San Jose earlier in the year. As here comes the pitch and a line drive to left field. Cruz coming in and Rayo is 3-for-3. Continues to hit the ball well against Fresno. As that's the first hit for San Jose since the fourth inning. 8th overall. And here comes Esteban Cassiani, 1-for-2.
And maybe a little bit of a broadcaster's jinx right there, saying Weatherly had yet to give up a hit to San Jose. And then the first batter of the sixth, Rayo, who continues to stay hot in this series and in this game, halfway to a cycle with 2 singles and a double.
Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike to Cassiani. Count it 0-1. Chuck Chancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, One lucky guess will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire as that swung on and missed. Count it 0-2. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the six. Here comes the 0-2 from Weatherly, and a fly ball out to left field. Long run for Cruz, and he will make the play as he'll throw the ball in quickly. Ryo does not advance, and that is the first out of the inning as Cruz makes the catch. And now it's Justin Bench, who's 0-for-3 at the top of this Giants lineup. Sam Weatherly, second inning of work as we are in the middle part of this contest. You can see the buses where San Jose will leave after the game. They'll play Modesto next week. As here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and that's a high pop-up, and Hinchman giving it chase, and he will run out of room in the count at 0-1. You can see here in the distance at Chuck Chansey Park, there's some smoke way out in center field. It's way out there here in Fresno. Hopefully everyone is okay as some billowing smoke way out there, a possible fire in the city of Fresno, as we can see it here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 0-1 from Weatherly. Looks back the runner, and now the pitch. And it is outside. Count of 1-1. Top of the sixth inning, 2-1. San Jose leads Fresno. Glad you could join us here on 1430 ESPN Radio, as that is outside. 2-1. Again, a big thank you to Jorge back in the studios for helping out with tonight's action. We've been on ESPN the last couple of nights, and we have a few more games left this season. As here is the 2-1 from Weatherly, and it's fouled off. 2-2. As we have tonight's attendance, 2,882. As the Grizzlies and Sam Weatherly trying for a comeback win tonight. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly towards Justin Bench. And it's another high pop-up. Hinchman again going towards the crowd, and he cannot make the play. It hit against the wall after it bounced out of Hinchman's glove, and the count remains at 2-2. We have seen that before from Fresno's first basemen in the past, Guile in Lake Elsinore, and now Hinchman tonight.
Tough situation. Yes, we do have the protective netting throughout the ballpark, but I would say if the netting isn't there, Hinchman has a great shot of making that play, even though it bobbles in and out of the glove, and he barehand caught that one as Steve Solis is going to come out, and he's going to hand something to the home plate umpire, Theo Arndt. Not sure what that was in that case scenario. Don't normally see that unless maybe something fell out of the pocket of Arndt when he ran down towards the Grizzlies' first base dugout.
Here comes the 2-2 from Weatherly, and it's fouled off. I believe that's what it was, because Arndt went over to check on that foul ball. They're actually going to give him an error. They're going to give Hinchman an error for that foul pop-up. So it is going to be an error for Fresno because of the pop-up. Wow. As here's another foul ball towards the right side and out of play. Wow, that is a very unfortunate error for Jason Hinchman. You would think that being at home, that the official scorer would be a little bit more, less sensitive towards the Grizzlies, but I guess not.
Especially with a juggled attempted catch, as that one is swung on and missed. Down by way of the K goes Bench, his second strikeout of the evening, and now it's 1-2 for Giancarlo Cio.
So third strikeout for Weatherly, second out of the frame. Cio now, who has a ground rule double, a walk and a run to the plate. Runner at first here with two outs. As here's the pitch from Weatherly, and that's a deep fly ball out to right field, and Cio has left the yard. See you later. A two-run homer. It's now 4-1 Giants, and once again, San Jose has lengthened their lead in the sixth inning for the third straight night. And that is a big home run allowed by Weatherly.
666, the curse against the Fresno Grizzlies right now. Just tough sledding. And Steven and I talked off air before the game that the first three innings were going to be exceptionally critical in this game today for the Grizzlies to prevent a sweep. You want to get on early and often against the starter Cale Lansville. And now with Manzano into the ballgame, Fresno only able to strike for one run so far in their five innings of hitting with that sacrifice fly by Andy Perez. Not going to do the job now. They have more to rally from as Steve Solis pops out of the dugout to receive a ball that was missed from the bullpen. And just a little bit of stoppage in the play as Zaccone will step to the plate.
Zaccone has a walk, single, and run scored. 4-1 now San Jose as that pitch is in the dirt. Count of one ball and no strikes. So once again, San Jose finding a way in the Grizzlies, who have left five runners on right now, might come back to bite them in the butt. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count of 1-1. Cio's fourth homer of the season, and San Jose, it's been all Giants over the past couple of weeks against Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and that's a strike. Count of one ball and two strikes. As Weatherly, a little bit upset with himself, looking to punch out Zaccone. There is some anger with Weatherly. Here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and missed, and Weatherly showing that anger. That will end the inning. Four punch outs for Weatherly, but it's now 4-1. San Jose, we have the bottom of the sixth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Giants 4, Grizzlies 1, as Nick Guile will lead things off against the right-hander in Josh Wolf, who takes over for the Giants as that swung on and missed. And the count at 0-1. Wolf takes over for Michael Manzano, who are two scoreless innings, two hits, and three punch-outs. So now Josh Wolf on to pitch as the 0-1 is a line drive up the middle, a base hit. Nick Guile has his first hit of the game. And for Fresno, that's their sixth hit overall, as it will bring up Caleb Hobson.
And that'll match the total from Friday evening's game, where Fresno was unable to score a run, but they did have six hits in that contest. So the bats waking up slowly but surely here on a Sunday is Caleb Hobson, who has one of the six hits today. It was a single to lead things off in the fourth inning before Felice Tena grounded into a fielder's choice that knocked Hobson off the base path.
Hobson 1-for-2 as Nick Guile takes his lead, a hole on the right side of the diamond. Here's the pitch from Wolf, and a bunt attempt, and Hobson did go around, apparently, the count at 0-1. Josh Wolf making his San Jose 2024 debut, 6'3", 170 pounds, signed as a free agent by the Giants this season out of Bel Air, Texas. Played for Lake County Captains. As here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. So Wolf, making his Giants debut, takes over for Michael Manzano. Action down in that Fresno pen. As here comes the pitch towards Caleb Hobson. And it is outside. Two balls and a strike. It is the right-hander Cade Denton down in that Grizzlies bullpen. Grizzlies trail 4-1 after a two-run homer by Giancarlo Cio. Here's the pitch to Hobson. Outside, three balls and a strike. San Jose had a couple transactions the other day and included Josh Wolf. And now you might see some of them. Elijah Pleasance, part of that group, and Tim Manning. As here is the 2-1 offering to Caleb Hobson. And it is a called strike now, 2-2. And that looked outside, but Hobson will now have to protect.
And we've seen this now a couple of times over the last inning and a half or so, where some of the calls on the borderline portion of the zone that were very consistent early on in this game are starting to waver.
As that's outside, and that is ball four. I had 2-2 on my scorecard, but apparently Hobson will draw a walk.
We'll take the walk. Runners on first and second with nobody out. And a huge spot. Tying run coming to the plate. And Feliz Tena. The last time Tena had a big home run in this ballpark, it was during the three-game series against the Modesto Nuts on 4th of July weekend.
Tena would love to tie this game. But Fresno, they finally have something going here with the first two batters reaching base. If Tena can maybe hit a line drive, a train can start going here for Fresno one at a time. Here's the pitch outside. Count at 1-0. Fidel Cruz on deck, who's 2-for-2. So Fresno, let's see if they can put something together here in the bottom of the sixth.
And one of the things I'm seeing from reliever Josh Wolf, and there's a little bit of a hitch in his delivery. He stands on the first base side of the rubber. He'll come set, and then the last second hitch as it's chopped on over to short to second for one. The carry over to first is in the dirt, and that one is in time. A 6-4-3 double play. Out at second is Hobson. Out at first is Tena. Guile indeed moves over to third, so at least 90 feet closer. But now Cruz will come up with two outs here in the sixth.
The worst thing that can happen in a situation like that is a double play, and Fresno hit into it. So now Cruz, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. San Jose leads by three. Cruz would love his third hit of the game as it's outside. Count at 1-0. Fastball at 95 from Wolf. Another free agent that the Giants have signed. If you look at their pitching staff, the majority of their pitchers are free agents, whether internationally or from the U.S. As that's outside, counted two balls and no strikes. You see guys like right-hander Cole Hillier, who's had a great year. You have Shane Rodemaker, who started just the other night. And now another guy like Josh Wolf. Here's the 2-0 to Fidel Cruz, and there's a strike count at 2-1. Sometimes all it takes is an opportunity. Cruz has one right here. And with the Lowriders Day Fresno, let's see if Cruz can cruise to an RBI.
And that's just something positive right now for the San Francisco Giants front office that is getting these free agent signees, as Cruz will take that one on the corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. And once again, another pitch on the borderline outside corner that is being called against Fresno, which earlier was working for Fresno. So a little bit of a shifty call right now from home plate umpire Theo Arndt.
Here's the 2-2. It swung on and missed, and Fresno, after putting two runners on, come up empty. We head to the 7th, 4-1 Giants.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the seventh inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Grizzlies trail the Giants 4-1. And want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Safe Smart Rewards program. As here's a ground ball and under the glove of Wimmer. And that is a leadoff air as Quintos is on. It should be E6. And Wimmer, who just whiffed on the ball as Kate Denton into the game, will have to work with a runner at first for Bo Davidson. Safe Smart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars. As here's a ground ball, base in the left field, and two runners on for San Jose. So Quintos to second. Davidson is on for the third time. Another hit allowed for Fresno. Now 10 for San Jose. And so the Grizzlies, they gave up a run in the 17th, the last two games as well. San Jose looking to add on more here, trying to get to six runs for the third straight game. Rewards at Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. As there is a called strike count at 0-1 as Kate Denton in for Sam Weatherly. Dominic Lorenz, a tough spot already for the right-hander.
And it's a little bit of not Denton's fault. Back-to-back ground balls. One was placed perfectly. Another was whiffed by Braylon Wimmer as that one is fouled off into the glove of McCabe. And right now, runners at first and second, nobody out. And after Sam Weatherly, two innings of two runs, two hits, one walk, and four strikeouts, Denton in an extremely tough spot to keep this a three-run deficit.
As that's inside, count of one ball and two strikes to Jack Payton. One for three with an RBI single. First and second with no outs as the Grizzlies trying to keep this deficit at three. The pitch, and it's fouled off of Payton's leg as the count stays the same. For Kate Denton, his last outing was a save on Sunday in Lake Elsinore a week ago as the right-hander makes his appearance in this series. Kate Denton this year has been fantastic. Dominic has more on the righty.
0-1 record, a 1.59 ERA in 17 appearances out of the pen. That save last week against Elsinore, his first in three attempts in 2024.
As here's a ground ball to third, it goes foul as Andy Perez was right there. Count stays at 1-2.
But a couple other good numbers on Kate Denton. A whip of below 1 at 0.94. Lefties batting just 179. Righties batting even less, 0.171. So good numbers overall for Denton on the bump in a Grizzlies uniform.
Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. Two balls and two strikes as a lefty, I believe that's Tim Manning, starting to get loose for San Jose. Manning, the only lefty in the pen, as Dylan Carmouch is a starter for the Giants, as that is just high. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. So runners at first and second is Denton trying to get out of this jam. Here's the pitch and a fly ball to right field. That ball is tons of carry and it's going to get down and extra bases rolls up against the wall and a ball is thrown by Tanner horribly. It's going to score two runs. Here comes the second. It's now 6-1. Tanner literally bounced the ball 3 feet. Oh my goodness, unbelievable, and the wheels have come off here in the seventh inning for the third straight game. Jack Payton gets all the way to third. Oh, my goodness. This was a horrible play from Tanna. I don't think I've ever seen a ball thrown 4 feet just like that. We don't have a chance to see the throw on the Bally Live replay, but Mendez had to go run out towards the bullpen as that's outside, and San Jose now are 9 outs away from a series sweep, and this Fresno offense has only 1 run in this series. Here comes the pitch. It's outside, and it's going haywire for Denton. His defense not helping them this inning. Fresno, multiple errors in this inning, costing a couple runs. Here comes the pitch. Fly ball foul for Kay Denton. You cannot believe the trouble already for Fresno's defense this inning. San Jose has broken it open with more runs in the 6th and 7th for the 3rd straight game. Yesterday, San Jose scored a run in the 6th and 7th to extend their lead to 3 and 4. They scored 2 runs in the 6th on Friday, 3 more in the 7th on Friday as well to take their lead to 6-0. And once again, Jack Payton a double and then an error from Tanna to get him to 3rd. As that's outside. And for Kay Denton, extra pitches not needed this inning. It's going to score 2 runs, by the way. So for Jack Payton, he is now has 2 RBIs. As here's a fly ball to deep center field. Hobson racing back. He will run out of room. And it's gone. A 2-run homer for Kavanaugh as the crowd of San Jose erupts. It's now 8-1, a 4-run Giants inning. And the Grizzlies, there is no life here at Chukchansey Park.
An absolute shocker in one way or another, as for the majority of this game, it was a 2-1 San Jose lead. But in a matter of the last 30 or so minutes, the game has completely turned and in favor of San Jose. It is now 8-1, even though the scoreboard here at Chukchansey Park says 6-2 San Jose. It's 8-1 as that one is grounded into the hole. Wimmer picks it up, goes across his body to first. Hinchman is able to dig that one up, and that is an out. Finally, the first out of the frame has been recorded on a 6-3 ground out, but they say walks will come back and bite you. Errors will most definitely come back and bite you. And for Denton, he has to look back at his teammates saying, I put the ball in good position for you guys to make some outs. And unfortunately, it was not meant to be.
So now Esalen Cassiani, as it's 8-1 San Jose here in the 7th inning. The Grizzlies, their playoff hopes are getting worse and worse now as that's going to hit Cassiani. He will head down to first base, and the inning has imploded. The crowd not happy. You can hear the boos here at Chukchansey Park as Justin Bench will come to the plate. He is 0-4.
And I think what makes it feel worse, not only for the Grizzlies players and the coaching staff, but the fans as well, as look how well the Fresno Grizzlies started off the year, a 5-0 record sweeping San Jose at Excite Ballpark. They have an above 500 record at 46-42 overall. They were well above 500 at the end of the first half, which could have won the first half in the South Division, but by being in the North Division and Modesto playing so well, you had to settle for having to now battle it out in the second half when other teams like Lake Elsinore won with an under 500 record. So just everything going against Fresno in some way, shape, or form.
As that swung on and missed by Justin Bench, and the count at 0-1.
And right now for Fresno, it looks like a new pitcher,
Austin Becker.
Becker, number 30, warming up in the pen.
As the pitch from Denton, line drive, base hit to center. San Jose has been able to crush Denton so far in this outing. As now runners at first and second with only one out. The 8th batter in Cio, who homered his last time, is coming to the plate. 4 hits now allowed by Denton. 4 runs. So far, all of them earned despite 2 errors this inning for the Grizzlies, who came in with the best fielding percentage in the California League. 3 errors, the most in a game this season. And it's cost the Grizzlies this frame.
And their defense has been a calling card, not only this season, but in the first 2-plus games of this series. But over this inning, it has imploded fast. And unfortunately, it's been hard to see here for all involved.
As that's inside, almost hit CO. Count of 1-1. Kay Denton is now at 21 pitches as this inning has just gone completely the wrong way for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball low. Two balls and a strike. Don't know where that ball missed, as Fresno just can't get anything their way right now. This Grizzlies team has one run in three games, and you're not going to win with that, as that is outside, and the count now at three balls and a strike.
I would say it's an extremely tough position for manager Steve Solis and this coaching staff for Fresno. You've done everything imaginable to try to snap this skid and figure out a way to get back on the winning side. As that one lined up the middle, Hobson comes in. He's going to let it drop. Everybody's going to move an extra 90 feet. And once again, San Jose has the bases loaded as Cio picks up his third hit of the game. He is now just a triple shy of the cycle with a double in the third, a homer in the sixth, now a single in the seventh. And that'll bring up the ninth batter of this seventh inning in Charlie Zaccone. And Steve Solis has emerged out of the first base dugout of the Grizzlies. And the Sunday evening performance for Cade Denton will end here as Austin Becker will come out of the bullpen here for the Grizzlies right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Let's see if Austin Becker can stop the bleeding here in the top of the seventh inning. San Jose, four runs, looking to add on more. Bases loaded, one out. Charlie Zaccone at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Becker. It is low, ball one. And just like that, Becker falls behind to Charlie Zaccone, who has a walk, a single, and a run scored. Ninth batter this inning. It's all San Jose tonight. 8-1. It's been the Giants this whole week. It's been the Giants for the past couple of months against Fresno. As the pitch is a broken bat in a right field, a base hit. Even a broken bat single will score a run as base to base goes San Jose. Now 9-1. A broken bat single now. That is just how it's been for Fresno. Cio to second, bench to third. Cassiani comes in to score. That is the sixth hit this inning, fifth run this inning for San Jose. The run towards Denton and the hit towards Becker. And now Quintos in the seventh inning will come to the plate as San Jose has broken it open, still only one out.
An absolute insult to injury right now as Fresno is just getting pounded as that one misses down low from Becker. To the batter, Quintos, who so far today a single, a sac fly, reached on an error and scored to begin this seventh inning on a ground ball that was whiffed and missed from Braylon Wimmer.
Here comes the pitch from Becker, and it is a called strike count at 1-1. Austin Becker looked really good in his last outing a week ago in Lake Elsinore, picking up the hold. The right-hander from Texas Tech joining Fresno, a very good, strong right-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, counted two balls and a strike. 5 runs for San Jose this inning. 1 more will be the most scored against Fresno in a single inning this season. San Jose already 15 hits in the game, which includes broken bat hits, little slow grounders, balls that were called foul by the umpire. As here's the pitch, a ground ball. This could be 2-6-4-3, a double play. Austin Becker, a broken bat single, then a double play, gets out of the inning, but San Jose has broken it open just like that bat. 9-1, we head to the stretch right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the 7th inning, all San Jose here at Chuck Chancey Park. 9-1 Giants over your Grizzlies as Ben McCabe, 0-for-2, will stride to the plate. Here's the pitch from Tim Manning and a ground ball to third. It's going to go 5-2-3 for the out. One pitch and one out is Tim Manning making his Giants debut as he has a one pitch, one out for now Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-2. And if I were Fresno, I would take these Lowriders Day Fresno jerseys, I would throw them into the garbage, I would set it on fire, and I would throw it out somewhere as the Grizzlies will head to Stockton next week to look and change this juju. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, it's low for a ball, count of 1 ball and no strikes. California Fish Grill, serving great tasting, 100% responsibly sourced seafood. Try their classic battered fish and chips. Coastal Tacos. As here's a ground ball to short, picked up nicely by Cio on a first. It's low and dug out perfectly. It goes 6-3. 2 outs now. Here comes Braylon Wimmer. Try their classic batter fish and chips, Coastal Tacos, and famous Dynamite Shrimp Bowl. Now open in Fresno and Blackstone and West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. As we thank California Fish Grill, a proud partner, and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the 7th. Here's the pitch to Wimmer, swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Wimmer 0-for-2 with a walk in this contest. As the Grizzlies, it has just been a tough couple of games for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer from Manning. And it is a ground ball, and that is into left field, a base hit. And for Braylon Wimmer, his first hit in the series. He is now the 7th hit for Fresno. And it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez, who has had the only run back in the first inning for Fresno. 0 since for the Grizzlies. It has been a tough game for Fresno. They have 6 left on base. As Luis Mendez trying to continue something here with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike and the count at 0-1. Buckled Luis Mendez. He was confused on that breaking ball from Manning. Manning signed in the 12th round by the Giants in 2023 as there is a strike. Now 0-2, back-to-back breaking balls, and that one looked outside towards Mendez, who did not like the call.
But right now the breaking stuff is just fooling Mendez back-to-back pitches. Let's see what Manning delivers here, as that one is right down the middle. All three pitches, Mendez is confused and bewildered, and the Braylon Wimmer two-out single goes for nothing.
We head to the 8th, 9-1 San Jose.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the 8th inning, Giants 9, Grizzlies 1 here at Chuck Chansey Park. As Austin Becker back on the bump, he'll take on Bo Davidson. As that pitch is outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Austin Becker, the third reliever out of the pen for the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch from Becker, and it's fouled off, count at one ball and one strike. Kate Denton's final line, a third of an inning, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, so he will allow 4 earned runs somehow in his outing despite 2 errors in the inning. We'll have to check on that as the pitch is a called strike. Count now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Austin Becker on the bump. They're already 2/3 of an inning. He's allowed 1 hit. As a count of 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Becker, so far, so good. As here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's fouled off, and the count stays at 1-2. San Jose for the third straight game, scoring runs in the 6th and the 7th inning to extend their lead and possibly put the game out of reach for Fresno. As we've seen this from San Jose over the past couple of times they have faced the Grizzlies, which included taking 5 out of 6 at Excite Ballpark. As that's low, 2-2. Fresno, with a loss today, will trail by 10 games. In the California League North Division second half, San Jose will have the head-to-head 15-9, which means in order for Fresno to somehow win the second half, they would have to sweep the final week of the season and hope for some help from some other teams trailing by 10 in the California League North Division. If not, Fresno might as well kiss the postseason goodbye for another year. 2-2, now 3-2. Here comes the pitch from Becker towards Davidson. And it swung on and missed. Davidson, another full count, and he strikes out for the second time. For Becker, his first strikeout. Austin Becker has allowed a broken bat single, a double play, and now a strikeout. And he's looked good so far. So here comes first baseman in Jack Payton. One out here in the top of the 8th inning. All San Jose so far. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the 1-0-1 from Becker. And it is called strike two. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. A foul tip, actually. And it's another strikeout for Becker. Back-to-back punch-outs here in the eighth inning. Austin Becker, man, they could have used him a couple innings ago. Here comes catcher Drew Kavanaugh. A two-run homer for Kavanaugh. That was back in that five-run seventh inning. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here's the pitch from Becker. That's a called strike count and no balls in one strike. Fortunately for Fresno, they will head to Banner Island Ballpark and try to end their skid that they're currently on right now. If there's one way to cure a losing streak, it is Stockton, California. As there's another good pitch, 0-2, and Austin Becker can strike out the side right here. Becker looking to punch out the side. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the righty Becker. And it is a fly ball to left field. Hit well again. Kavanaugh looking for two homers. Is off the wall and Cruz misplays it. It's going to be a double for Kavanaugh. And with two outs, another runner in scoring position. That ball almost went out again for San Jose. They're now at 16 hits tonight. As here comes third baseman in Elion Rayo. And Rayo, he is 3-for-4, double, two singles, and a run scored. At the bottom of this lineup for San Jose, everyone in this Giants lineup has found their way on. Fresno cannot believe it because San Jose 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position, and every batter has a hit. Here's the pitch. That's a strike count at 0-1. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Fresno, six outs to play with trailing by eight. Here in the top of the eighth inning, here comes the pitch from the righty in Austin Becker. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Ben McCabe as he will go retrieve that baseball. Count of one ball and one strike. Austin Becker trying to get through this frame without any more damage. I don't think Fresno can handle any more right now. Even every broken bat, nothing has gone Fresno's way this weekend. Here comes the pitch from Austin Becker. And it's a fly ball out to shallow right field. That ball just keeps carrying, and it's going to be Tenna, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Austin Becker, a zero. It's nice to see. We head to the bottom of the eighth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Let's see if Fresno has some magic in the bats as Andy Perez will lead things off. 1-for-2, the lone RBI tonight. As he takes on Tim Manning. Here comes the pitch from Manning, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike in the count at 0-1. Andy Perez, a single in the third as well, a ground out in the fifth. Manning, good breaking ball so far. Here comes the 0-1, and he goes to a fastball in the dirt. Count of 1-1. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here's a fly ball to left and playable for Cassiani. And there's one away. Here comes Nick Guile. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. So one out, Nick Guile 1-for-3, a pair of strikeouts and a single. Here's the pitch from Manning. And it is going to hit Guile. So a one out hit by pitch. And that's the first hit by pitch tonight for Fresno as they have a runner aboard. And here comes the center fielder in Caleb Hobson. This Grizzlies team trailing 9-1. Dominic Lorenz, what is going on?
It is hard to put into words what has happened here, not only tonight, but over the three games and over the last couple of weeks for Fresno. Nothing bouncing their way, opportunities not being met or completed, as that one is right down the middle to Hobson for a strike, and it's 0-1. On that hit-by-pitch from Nick Guile, he joins Braylon Wimmer, as well as Caleb Hobson, Fadrio Cruz as batters to get on multiple times here in this game tonight.
As that's inside, count of 1-1 from Tim Manning. As Manning comes set, here comes the pitch. And it's inside, 2-2. Fresno still trying to put something together. Action down in that bullpen for the Grizzlies. They have a lefty getting loose. As Fresno team trying to find a way, trailing 9-1 as there is a called strike in the count at 2-2. Caleb Hobson calls time right now. Check us out on ESPN tomorrow for Behind the Bench with our very own Phil Bonatti as the Grizzlies try to find their way next week to Stockton. Here comes the 2-2 offering and a foul ball as Hobson stays alive. Great play from one of the Giants players in the dugout. That's just how it's been. Even on foul balls in the dugout, the Giants not making a lot of mistakes in this contest. And when they do, they've been able to get out of it without any more trouble. As here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. The music kept playing, and Hobson, like the music, goes down quietly. That is the second strikeout for Manning, second out of the inning. And here comes Felix Tena, who is 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. Tena reached base all three times successfully yesterday. Yeah, with two outs, Fresno just four outs to play with, mercifully. This series will come to an end at some point as it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. This Grizzlies team, we will talk about it post-game, but they will head to Stockton, and they need to win all six games. It is must-win here on out for Fresno. I don't care how many games are left in the season. This Grizzlies team needs to win games like against the Ports. As that's outside, count of 1-1. Luckily, Stockton trailing 6-0 to Modesto in the fifth inning. Lake Elsner all over Rancho Cucamonga 9-2. And Visalia playing a little bit earlier today. They knocked off Inland Empire 4-2. As here's a ground ball to short. Backhand from CO on first in time. And that will end the inning. Grizzlies go down quietly. We head to the ninth. It is 9-1 San Jose.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the ninth inning, all San Jose here at Chuck Chancey Park, 9-1. As Cannon Handy on the bump, as the first pitch is a called strike to Esselin Cassiani. Cassiani has reached on a single. A hit-by pitch has also scored a run. That was back in that five-run seventh inning. As here's a slow roller. Handy makes the play. The sidearm toss, and it's in time. Tough play, and Handy made it. It goes 1-3 as he underhanded that ball over towards first, and there is the first out.
A couple of nifty 1-3 defensive plays for Fresno today. Jack Mahoney, the first batter of the game against Justin Bench. A line drive right back to him, completed it 1-3. And now Handy coming off of the bump, making a nice underhand toss as the first pitch grounded foul towards the San Jose dugout to Justin Bench. And that'll go 0-1. And who says pitchers aren't athletes too?
Cannon Handy from Colorado Mesa, where he went to school. Here comes the pitch as that swung on and missed, count at 0-2. A very funky lefty from Utah went to Colorado Mesa and now pitching with Fresno as the pitch is swung on and missed, and it gets away from McCabe. The throw almost hits Bench, and somehow Hinchman catches it for the out. That was almost a scary play. That is the first strikeout for Handy, 2-3 on the putout. But man, that was a lot closer than it should have been.
And with Handy getting the first two batters out, the final line is done on Austin Becker, who had a good clean zeros on his scoreboard, an inning and two-thirds of work, as that one is lined right back up the middle over the head of Braylon Wimmer into center field. And you can tack on another hit as coming up limping, going to first is Cio, and he is going to go down onto his right knee, and he is now gripping his left foot. Oh me, oh my, not a pretty scene here for Cio, the Giants shortstop this afternoon, and he is wincing in pain.
Cio's reached base 5 times tonight. I think his legs might be a little bit tired from rounding the bases after a home run, a ground rule double, 2 runs, a walk, a single, and now it brings up Charlie Zaccone. This Giants team has 17 hits tonight. Here in the ninth inning, it is 9-1. Now, Cio, this is not the best to watch. You can tell right now that it could be cramps, but it also could be a possibility where the legs are just not working. Very warm today, 105 at first pitch. CO, you can tell it looks like a cramp for CO.
Cramping in that left leg calf area. Can't be too certain here. We're not on the field with the coaches and the players and the athletic training staff, but trying to stretch as much as possible is CO. But again, final line on Becker, an inning and two thirds, no runs, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Good back-to-back outings last week against Lake Elsinore and today against San Jose. Good work from Austin Becker. And as we look down on the field right now, CO will be indeed coming out of the game, and San Jose will check in number 19.
And that is Ramon Peralta, who will pinch run. So Peralta now into the game. He'll play shortstop, number 19. So Ramon Peralta, as they are taking CO off the field, and in the ninth inning, that is a tough watch if you're a Giants fan, because CO has had an outstanding game, as it's Charlie Zaccone who will come to the plate while they're still helping CO off the field. Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley to Fresno. From friendly people to fresh produce, incredible local flavors, and prices that respect your budget. It's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As Cannon Handy got some warm-up pitches in, and the first pitch to Zaccone is low in the count of one ball and no strikes. So two outs, runner at first, Zaccone, who's reached base three times. A pair of hits, a walk, and a run. We'll take a pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes here on July 21st as the Grizzlies trying to end this series, at least with some momentum going into Tuesday, as that's inside. Three balls and a strike. Fresno just one run in this series. It was a sacrifice fly in the first inning. Luckily, Banner Island Ballpark, Fresno has been able to score some runs, as there's a strike count now at three balls and a strike. Ramon Peralta, the runner at first for CO. He will take over at shortstop in the bottom of the ninth inning, as there's action down in that San Jose bullpen. A right-hander getting loose. Might be Elijah Pleasant, number 47. As here comes the 3-1 and a fly ball out to left center field. And it will be caught by Cruz, as Cruz and Hobson almost hit each other. And that would have been horrible if that would have happened. Instead, we head to the bottom of the ninth, 9-1, San Jose.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the ninth, 9-1 San Jose here at Chuck Chancey Park as the series wrapping up with one last inning. Fadrio Cruz, 2-for-3, takes on Billy Sullivan. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count at 0-1. There's also another right-hander getting loose down in that San Jose pen after Sullivan, his first pitch thrown. A little bit of some confusion right there as there is a fly ball foul. Counting no balls and two strikes. It'll be 7-8-9 for Fresno as the Grizzlies trail by 8 runs. Low Riders Day Fresno weekend. It's been a very tough weekend. Apparently, they stalled out this entire weekend on offense. As here comes the pitch and a line drive foul again by Cruz. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Billy Sullivan, signed as a free agent from Newcastle, Delaware, played for the Las Vegas Aviators previously in 2023. Up in AAA. Here comes the 0-2. Outside, count of one ball and two strikes. As the catcher and Drew Kavanaugh, a couple home runs for San Jose in this game. Fresno, they have not done much on offense. Only one run in three games. Here comes the pitch. And a foul ball once again. And the count remains at 0-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. We'll be very quick. And then we'll tell you about what to expect on Tuesday as Fresno will give the ball to Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander from Ohio State. Here comes the 1-2 to Cruz, and he grounds it softly over to second. Tough play by Bench, and he makes it. It goes 4-3. That's the first out. And here comes catcher Ben McCabe.
We'll see how much work Billy Sullivan does get in this contest as number 46. Junior Flores is in the bullpen for San Jose, so uncertain here if it's actually warming up to get into today's game or just warming up in general, maybe for the next series that San Jose will have against Modesto next week.
As the right-hander Sullivan will have to face three batters at least, as there's a ball low, count of one ball, no strikes. So if Flores does come in, he will face Braylon Wimmer because Sullivan will have to face McCabe and Hinchman at least, but both McCabe and Hinchman 0-3. Here's a ground ball to third. Very busy day for Ryo. That ball's low, but again, scooped out by Payton. And now two outs for the third time. McCabe is grounded out to third. And here comes Jason Hinchman, the last chance for your Grizzlies. Fresno, at least seven hits in today's contest. They've also walked twice and two errors by San Jose. But for Fresno, it's been a very, very long series on every aspect that you can imagine. 6-0, 6-0, and now 9-1. As Jason Hinchman, a big error in the contest, one of three by Fresno in this game. As here's a foul ball, count at 0-1. That was into the netting towards first base coach and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. And this Grizzlies team needs a reset button. You think the All-Star break would have helped? It did not. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander in Sullivan. And it's inside, count of one ball and one strike. We've seen five pitchers from both teams as they're exercising all their guys after the All-Star break to try to get them some work. As here comes the 1-1, and Hinchman, foul ball down the right field line. Count at 1-2. This Grizzlies team, it's been tough. There is not a lot of words to put in what has happened here in the second half. Fresno, with the loss, will drop to 8-16. It will be their largest deficit, not only in the division as a Rockies affiliate, but their worst record as a margin as a Rockies affiliate, as that just misses. That could have ended the game count at two balls and two strikes. But Fresno, eight games under 500 with the loss. They'll be 10 games back in the division. And Fresno, again, fighting for a playoff berth. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and that will do it. As Sullivan, a 1-2-3 inning Fresno, not much going on tonight. They score one run in the first, and San Jose, eight unanswered runs. They sweep Fresno, and the Grizzlies, unfortunately, will head to Stockton on the wrong side. We will be back with the postgame right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Chachansey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. As the Fresno Grizzlies swept by the San Jose Giants, they lose 9-1. As it wasn't much better tonight for Fresno, who dropped to 8-16 in the second half. They are 46-43 overall. San Jose 18-6. They've won 6 in a row. They are 55-34 overall. San Jose wants to make the postseason. Fresno, not so much. San Jose 9 runs, 17 hits, 2 errors. They left 12 on base. Fresno 1 run in the first, 7 hits, 3 errors, 8 left on base. The winning pitcher is Mikel Manzano, now 1-0. The loss to Jack Mahoney, 4-6, and no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,882. Dominic Lorenz, you scored 1 run in 3 games. Talk about tonight's scoring plays.
Well, it was a sacrifice fly in the first inning by Andy Perez, scoring Luis Mendez, who got on with a one-out single to left field. He stole second base, advanced to third on an E2 throwing error, and that was it for the night. Fresno unable to get a hit throughout the latter stages of this contest. They had 2 hits overall in the last 5 innings of at-bat. So very tough sledding for this Fresno Grizzlies offense, who had runners at first and second, and one out in the fourth inning, unable to score. Then in the sixth, they had two on with nobody out, but then a 6-4-3 double play ended that threat. And pretty much after the sixth inning, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3 with maybe a walk or a hit by pitch in between, but just exceptional tough sledding for this Grizzlies offense today, yesterday, Friday, over the last couple of weeks. And I don't know what it's going to take to snap things, burn some sage, throw some bats, figure out some things differently, and maybe Banner Island Ballpark. We thought it was going to be the Diamond and Lake Elsinore to snap a streak. We thought coming home after the All-Star break would be an opportunity, but maybe it will be the positive hitting ballpark of Banner Island Ballpark that starts Tuesday, a six-game series.
San Jose, they had a run in the first, a run in the third, and then again, breaking it open in the sixth and seventh, two in the sixth, five in the seventh inning. Every batter for San Jose at least had one hit. They had a couple home runs as well. Things went San Jose's way as well. We saw a hit that ended up being a foul ball that was ended up being fair. They also had a broken bat single that scored a run. It was just one of those games for Fresno where nothing went their way.
Everybody had a hit. A couple players nearly hit for the cycle in today's game. So just a wild number of statistical information that gets put on the scorebook. And unfortunately, these are the facts here, folks. It is a tough loss overall for the Grizzlies today, or the Lowriders. They Fresno, unfortunately, Lowriders weekend did not go according to plan. Back-to-back 6-0 losses, a 9-1 loss today. Manzano with the win, Mahoney with the loss. There was some positives, though, in this box score today. Again, sometimes you got to take the moral victories, and you don't want to do it all the time, but here it is for you. Austin Becker, an inning and two-thirds of work, no runs, two hits, two strikeouts to his credit. And then Cannon Handy, a shutout ninth inning, allowing one hit, one strikeout, so two good arms out of the bullpen. And then, of course, offensively, Fadriel Cruz had a multi-hit game going 2-for-4. And then Andy Perez, 1-for-3 with that lone RBI on the sacrifice fly in the first
inning. Fresno did not have an extra base hit in the series. 15 singles for Fresno in this series after 36 straight games of an extra base hit. Fresno, this was a very tough series. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, as the Grizzlies fall by a final score of 9-1. They're back in action Tuesday night at Banner Island Ballpark, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Isaiah Coupe gets the ball, 5-3 record, a 4.64 ERA. Stockton will give the ball to Alejandro Manzano. So a second straight game where the Grizzlies will face a Manzano, a 4-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. Manzano, he has a very good fastball. The Grizzlies have had trouble with Manzano, who has worked out of the bullpen, now will start for Stockton. So that will happen on Tuesday, 7:05 p.m., and we hope you can join us. Again, if you're listening online on 1430 ESPN Radio, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live app, MILB TV, the Grizzlies, who are down 10 games now in the division, still an opportunity, but they have to pretty much win out in order for that to happen, as Fresno falls by tonight. But we also want to say welcome to Chukchansey Park, but hopefully when you come back, you'll score more than one run. Dominic Lorenz, thanks for joining me on the air for the past couple of weeks, and the fans got to be able to listen to your amazing voice, and we're happy that you're part of Growlifornia, and hopefully you'll bring in some more success the next time you join me on the air.
Well, that's the hopeful assumption at the end of the day. Steven, thank you so much for everything you put together here with the Fresno Grizzlies. Chukchansey Park, a beautiful ballpark, one of the best in the California League, but for the Grizzly fans that are listening along, please, please, please cherish this man that does all the play-by-play broadcasts for you, all the media and everything he does around Chukchansey Park. Grade A service along the way and a great friend nevertheless. But, you know, best of luck in Stockton next week. Best of luck back here against Lake Elsinore the following week. And then when you come down to Rancho, I'll probably see you because you're coming to my neck of the woods in Southern California. So you got 2 weeks to get the ship going in the right direction. And then maybe, let's put it on the table right now. 12-game winning streak. We'll see you on Tuesday, August the 6th in Rancho at Lone Mart Field with 12 consecutive wins. How about that?
I would love that, and I hope that you and your family get back safely. I hope they enjoyed their three games here at Chancy Park. And for you, the fans, a lot of action still later this season to check out your Fresno Grizzlies. Make sure you grab your tickets. Lots of home games remaining, which includes 24 more games as the Fresno Grizzlies fall by a final score tonight of 9-1. I hope everyone has a blessed rest of your Sunday night, and we'll see you Tuesday in Stockton. Have a great night, everybody.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?